Blog Talk Radio.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
Wonderful cold day up here in the below area, let me tell you. And that was En Vogue. En Vogue just left Miami last night. I heard they tore it up at the Uni Festival, one of the festivals down there in North Miami. All right, we about to get it on this morning. Guess what? Freeze and rain, sleet, snow, we shall deliver. That's how we do it. We on the mile of the post office. We gonna deliver the facts today, and we're going to keep it moving. So y'all on the lines, all y'all call in, get your lines open. Yes, we do it at 10:30 until the season changes. You know how that works. Now, today's program in the last leg of the P, Black History. They celebrated big up in the Northeast, man. They celebrated big up here since this was the home of the Underground Railroad of the Northern region. Not the Southern one, which never gets no play. But, you know, we talk about it, but don't never get no play. You know, everybody think everything's North. No, they was coming into the Free State. So we're going to talk about Black history, the untold story. We're going to get down today because this story is bloodshedded in a lot of soap opera, novella stuff, a lot of frolicking around and so forth. But I had a pleasure of meeting this article that was brought to my attention. And it's by a gentleman named Mike Whitney. And he said, without mentioning the J word, well, you know, the J boys, the J word, y'all can put it together, I'm sure. Without mentioning this, the cat says, I connected the dots. I said, oh, I like him already. He connecting. It says, the governments of the West are at war with their populations and their national heritage. Who, regardless of what you believe, black or white, like Michael Jackson, you got this. That, if that don't make sense, got to ask yourself some questions. The governments of the West are at war. Now, we always put everything into the occult perspective. That's your Bible story, too. Yeah, we at war, the heavens and earth. I'm going to put this dots together through history and occult data that I got and put together through all you on that thread and all you beyond the thread. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be wonderful. I hope y'all with us today. We're going to start this off always. But y'all get ready because the heat of the Biblios is about to get hot. And I am the host, Dry Bones. We're going to get serious today with you. Now, he says, we must resist. I said, wow, I feel you. We must. If in your psyche, your bloodline, to resist this type of tyrannical foolishness. In other words, are the mandates, are the mandated injections, forced lockdowns, the aggressive government implemented censorship, the dubious presidential election, the burning of food processing plants, the derailing of plant trains, the attack on the power grid, the BLM Antifa riots, the drag queen shows for school children, maniacal focus on gender issues, the grisly public show trial, merely random incidents occurring spontaneously during the period of great social change? Or are they, in fact, evidence of a stealthily orchestrated operation conducted by agents of the state acting on behalf of their elite benefactors? Now, I said to myself, you know what? Come on, bro. This is so real. It's so obvious that you can no longer turn what they call a blind eye. That's that scripture, you have eyes and can't. I said, you ain't going to be able to even do that. It's going to be so evident. I put up there today, also on the thread, this brother, I think in the music industry, was with connection with Elon Musk, actually said, when the people going to find out that this is a hoax, COVID? Elon Musk said in the tweet, real soon. Now, the question is, I read that cryptically. I said, man, the brother saying, see, this the untold story. We're going to do it today. See, the brother, they got the brother, get the hip-hop nations and all these people out there in the music world to be like the face to say these things, but say it in a way where they got the response already ready for it. So the dude, come on, it's on the stream that we got for the program. Just go look up all the pictures. All the pictures got meanings to this program. No doubt about it. So I'm looking at it. I said, man, this is crazy. I said, Elon Musk is admitting that they're going. So I said, well, what's going to happen? If, you know, when the people do find out, is that a guinea pig move where you be on the Ferris wheel rotating and all of a sudden they tell you at the last minute you're about to eat some poison? Oh, we forgot we gave you the poison. And now, by the way, we can't be sued. You know how mad most people going to get when they really realize that the people like us and those of you on this line told people, family members and everything, that this was a hoax. You was a crazy person, a suicidal individual in the minds of some of your own people. Now, they actually saying it's coming to you. You're going to see that they're going to say it's a hoax. I said, wow. So I said, I'm holding on there so you get so we can get to the justice. Just remember that has been said, that they admit, Elon Musk, that they're going to admit that it was a hoax. I said, wow. But let's go on further. This is going to be Black history because they're using Black people, because George Soros, if you look at the first picture of the program, George Soros said, what group can we easily get? We know it's the Black folks. The people who don't know this is their land, that we can easily dupe them. We've been duping them for a long time. You know, they thinking that the Underground Railroad, we financed that. They we just gave them some Black faces. But we financed that. That's all I said. That's all they did. They gave some Black faces, gave you a magnificent story. As if she was like Wonder Woman, able to, you know, fight off. This was a well-orchestrated mechanism, that Underground Railroad, financed by Quakers. Then we don't ask the question, why would the Quakers, these Germans, why would some German Quakers? This is the show we're going to have, the Untold Story, going to be really real when we get a documentary together somehow. But it's going to come to fruition. Got to be told for the next generation so they would see how foolish a generation we were to believe this unbelievable fallacy that one woman was able to bring all these Black folks together without the unseen hand help. Now, I'm a program to give facts. I'm going to give you the names of everybody. And with facts, I'm going to show you, you under their possession. I don't give a damn what you may think you think you know. Because you don't know. But now you know. Thank you. That's Kamadi. That's what it is. I love that track. Now, George Soros is one of the benefactors. He's just one of them. He's a peon to what the names I'm going to give you today. So you can see that they got the unseen hand. They got to go by layer after layer. They even, it's showing you, say, well, you know, George is the face for this. It's him and Kissinger and a few others. They've been out there. It says George Soros over 10 years ago, in which he talked, this 10 years ago, it's not even that long. This old dude, y'all know who George Soros is, the one who got all the prosecutors that are Black women in his hand. Go look it up. Dude done paid off every Black prosecutor in the country. Everyone in the country. Every Black prosecutor in the country, mayor, everything is getting paid by this benefactor right here. I'm going to put it to you how it is. How the heck could somebody tell me you letting everybody go in a Black neighborhood and gun violence is at 1,000% up from 2019? Since COVID, they don't skyrocket. After they put y'all with the microchips, able to make y'all do what they want y'all to do, those of you who took it, y'all really easy for the benefactors. But anyway, let me go. He goes on to state, he said, we specifically, you know, he came right on out, specifically about this all-out war that would ultimately come against Russia, because, said this, was the last nationalist state that rests on the foundation of Orthodox Christian culture with Russian identity at its core. I said, look at this. Now, they got these popes none of y'all like to talk about. They only got you looking at one pope, the Vatican Pope. Boy, that's a big mistake. We told you it's like four popes out here. Four of them. The Black Pope, the Ethiopian Pope. Now I'm going to bring you the Gray Pope. So y'all even know what's one called the Gray Pope. He in between Black and white magic. I know it's startling to hear this maybe for some of you, but not all of you. So thank goodness some of you are able to comprehend this immediately. Now, goes on to say, the Orthodox popes, which is the one that the Pope met in up there after they met here in the United States, and he gave, you know, the Vatican talked to the Congress and the Senate. That should have been a sign right there, but that didn't wake you up. Yeah, Pope Francis talked. Then they brought in Bitten Netanyahu came next. I said, man, they bring in the Pope and the Jewish president to talk to the Senate. And I said, man, ain't nothing this ever happened before. Ain't no Pope talking to the Congress and Senate. Go look at the history, the story, and see if that, you know, coincides with what we've been hearing, because obviously they did that on us, and then they met in Antarctica with Pope Creel. That I gave the popes out, but this one, this the new one. So they going to say this. This is amazing. This is amazing here. It goes on to say that the most powerful man currently in the conspiracy world is Pepe Orsini. That's O-R-S-I-N-I. He's the most powerful. That's what they put down. They say satanic, and he's of the Jewish papal bloodline. Now, here's where it gets deep. I say, okay, I already know about summoning that name, Orso. I said, the seniors are known as the Orso. Okay, I just gave y'all last week the shield and everything. Then it goes on to say he of the ancient Maximus family. You know, Maximus, the ones that created the Jesus story. Go look it up. Go look up Maximus and Jesus. Sorry. I said, man, this is getting deep. Now, here it goes where it gets where black people, you can't, that's why I said, free your mind. Free your mind. Don't be so shallow. Don't be, you're too colorblind. Because guess where they at? It says, there is no one more powerful than this figure who is really the Grey Pope. It says many papal bloodlines, the heads of these bloodlines now live in Asia and India. I said, oh, hold on. The bloodline is in Asia and India. I said, man, let me go to the Nagas, the Nagas. Remember y'all was talking about that Naga stuff? These serpent black people? I said, I told you it was going to get bitten by your own bullshit. If I sound a little, you know, under the wood. I'm fighting this weather here, boy. Oh, my goodness. You got to get back into the 80 degrees, but I ain't lying. Real quick. Now, I said, man, let me go deep into this. I goes up, find this name in Greek. Today, and thank you, Brother D from St. Louis, up with the Indian. See how that thing kicked it out? You sent this, and I found this after that. They're all over there. This whole serpent clan, all over, and that's why the model got to be China, the dragon, ain't a dragon a serpent? That's why it got to be over there. Yeah, and that's why the rulership mantle gonna be that, Asia and India. Now, Africa is there helping them, and America was the hidden treasure, like we said before. Now, I'm gonna even go here because, see, black people in America, you are actually the fuel to the fire. See, when they came out with that Sigma Psi Five and Greek fraternities and stuff, they knew exactly what they was doing. They said, we're going to make that the oldest fraternity for, look at the word, African American. Now, Jesse Jackson helped with that name. That's not the name. That's Jesse Jackson's name. You see how he lived? By giving them a name that they can utilize against you. But that's okay. That's okay. Now, this dude that created all this, I think he black. The Greek showing with the curly hair, he is the father of democracy. Everything you're doing right now in this system is coming out of this era, out of this origin. The name of the inventor of the Athenian democracy, that's another thing. Y'all better start looking Athenian. That's some Wonder Woman shit. The Skrishkins. See, y'all don't even look these people up. Unfortunately, that's where the stupidity comes in. But his name is C-L-E-I-S-T-E-T-H-E-N-E-S. I'm going to repeat it again. C-L-E-I-S-T-H-E-N-E-S. That's the father of what they call Democritus. Democritus. And all this is what to be done to bring the world from order into chaos. which you and I are about to be the recipients of. We'll be with you right after you put these facts right on you.
Man cannot move on this earth without two legs. He cannot do any work without two arms. You can't see very well without two eyes, two ears to hear correctly. So man cannot move around the earth without his two legs. Birds cannot fly without two wings. They can't do it while one wing don't work. They have to have two wings operating together, a left wing and right wing. And so we now know that this is how the world is actually being able to be moved. People in high powerful positions can move this whole world. Why? They can either move it to the left or to the right. The left is always the communistic, and the right is always the nationalistic. As the what we call the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazis, or the Communist Party, which is the Democratic Party. And so it's been known that you can't go anywhere if you don't have two of everything. So if you're going to walk, you need two legs. And you can't walk on a glass surface with oil on it. It's just not going to work. You need friction. So if you can't walk on a marble or a glass floor if it's got oil on it, why? Because there's no friction for you to walk. You need two different legs. And you need friction for you to walk and for you to move. So if the international bankers want to move the world towards something, they will cause friction. International friction or international strife and wars, it will cause kinds of wars between people, between religions, between governments. They are financing, organizing, and directing all of this wars and all the tragedies. And this is why even the Masonic Order has the term ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Mm-hmm. And this is why when I was a kid in school, when somebody would say something in high school and junior high, get a life or wake up, it meant that you were ignorant and ill-informed. You need to get an education. And so they make a television show. What was it called in the 50s? That TV show was, Get Smart. Yeah, that's what it was, Get Smart. Well, in high school, for me, when I was a kid in high school, Get Smart, somebody told you to get smart and implied, go get an education. Wake up, you're stupid, you're ignorant. Get smart. And so they make a television show in the 50s called Get Smart. And in Get Smart, there are two sides. There's an evil side and there's a good side. And what are the two sides in the television comedy, Get Smart? There was one was called chaos and the other was control. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's how you control people, is you cause chaos. Because if you walk on glass with oil, there's no friction. So you've got to have friction. You've got to have people fighting each other.
Now, I'm in a frozen tundra, and if I had one leg, all y'all in below would attest it. I'm making it's a fact. You'd be slipping on your ass right now, having one leg up in this bad boy. So two legs definitely is something. And look at the allegorical picture here. Friction. They're causing friction. Train derailments. I told you earlier. Having people, drag queens, talk to your kid. Having people have sexual mutilation before they even know why they did it, because they felt good for one moment, realize, oh, shit, you cut my dick off. Imagine that. You hear 14, maybe that's even 10 years old, you're going to tell your mom I want my dick cut off. Then you get to be 18, realize, oh, I'm all fucked up. Now, this is what's going on today and get you Christians. That's why they're coming after y'all first, be honest with you. They say if you can sit there and say no weapons form all goddamn day long in church. Ain't no weapons form. All day long. How that sound? And you scared of COVID. And that's a weapon. Order out of chaos. We about to get you today. So you can't handle this program. You probably couldn't handle Jesus either. And I ain't Jesus. I'm just giving you the allegory. Now, chaos is here. Major major chaos. Before I even go into the black part, I got to do this because I want to put this out again. They know 2024. You have no clue to what's going to take place. They already know this. They already know it. But I'm giving it to you with facts. Next few months, you'll be saying, Dan, you can call me any name you want today, but I guarantee you the next few months, you're going to say, oh, my God, the dry bones have told us what they're doing. Now, they're trying to already destroy the Republican Party. That's called destroying the Republic. Trump and them was like a story that y'all should have paid attention to. I don't give a damn if you don't like Trump. That ain't about liking somebody. It's about facts. The fact was you sold your birthrights. Somebody wanted to give it back to you. And they knew they could use him because he had a job to do. No doubt about that. He got a job to do. The job was to see if you were smart enough to pick up on it. And when some of y'all didn't, and some of y'all did, you see, the tables got touched. The tables got touched. So what they did was they got together just recently. I got this clip from other sources. And I said to myself, man, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. There are people who is letting all of their black district attorneys, they got the NAACP awards last night. Queen Latifah on there. They're doing all kind of making you believe, but NAACP Award, you heard it for yourself from Reverend Pinckney. They don't come to your rescue. You have to get killed by a white cop. Or so nowadays, back in the day, was lynching. But then I said, well, if lynching was going on, then why the Nation of Islam never got lynched? And they in the South. Y'all know the story of that one. Let's go to show you. There's always two sides. That's the two legs. Farrakhan Islam, Nationalism for Blacks. Then you put the Ku Klux Klan together with them. Two legs. You make them two walk. You finance both of them. They make the star live lavish. They live lavish. Their family live lavish. But what you getting? I ain't against nobody. I'm just telling the facts. Same thing with the Nation of Islam, Nation of Yahweh, Nation of Malachi York. Y'all ain't getting nothing but a pipe dream. A pipe dream. Because if you can't stop what's going on, it's a dream, like Dr. King said. Then they killed him when he said, oh, by the way, that dream I talked about, it's a nightmare. But this is coming to your reality. I'm giving you a reality check today, especially when I see what's going on. Listen to this man, the man who's paying every black governor, any black Democratic politician that's black, they're doing this stupidity. Look what they're telling people today by the kingpin. Now, he ain't the great pope, but he sure is gray.
My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate. This could induce Trump, whose narcissism has turned into a disease, to run as a third-party candidate. That would lead to a Democratic landslide and force the Republican Party to reform itself. But perhaps I may be just a little bit biased.
Now, this is George Soul at a meeting that we thank y'all for giving us those. Thank y'all, Canada. Love y'all, Canada. I said, wait a minute. They got a meeting. They already picking out who we going. Now, this has already happened right before your very eyes, and now you see the perpetrator of that. I got to open up the mics for y'all because I got so much today. Woo! But we ain't going to be long because we got a lot of things to do because it is a cold, cold day, but it's getting warm up in this bad boy because it's getting hot because the helios. It's almost Sunday, and we roll it. Let's get it on. Y'all just heard that. You just heard it. George Soros said Trump's pathetic. His narcissism is going. They already got this. See the player? Then you got DeSantis, who ain't announced. That's all they talked about today. They ain't showing that Soros is the one behind this. That's why you know you're being played. If all these black news networks, I'm talking about black people today right now. Y'all talk all this news network. Where is the understanding, the comprehension of what the news is if you really watching the news? There's no ramifications at all. All you do is watch it. That's like a zombie. You might as well go into dimension land. Because ain't no way you comprehend it. Man just told you I'm paying every black politician that's wicked. Everyone that's wicked. Think about the ones wicked in New Orleans. Memphis. Come to find out they're being paid by Soros. And this is okay to the NAACP put black folks, because Queen Latifah, who want to have a baby by whatever, a man, woman, whatever. All y'all just talk a bunch of bull, but the ramifications that y'all going to get is going to be death. So I'm preparing everybody, like Anubis, the funeral director. How come y'all ain't asking our funeral directors what's coming out there, your family members, since y'all so conscious? We should have been came to the bottom of this in the black community. We can go right now to any of these so-called people and let's say, hey, and see the reaction. Say, are you finding anything coming out our family members that don't look normal to you? And look at their eyes and see if they lie. You can tell if you're really able to see through people. And now we're going to find out because the Helios is about to open up the mics. Let's do this thing. 8854, and we're going to take it all the way down the line.
I mean, how many times we had discussions off the line about this? It's like,
yes, that's
you know.
Right. Yeah.
And it's my father always used to tell me, a hard head make a soft ass. What was that?
I said, we talk about it, but see, we you and all of us out there, the facts is on the table. They can't, there ain't no denying no more. You can either be a fool or not. Anytime we can play these clips for you out these people's mouths, come on. Go ahead. Let you go.
Well, I mean, that's, you just described, you know, the definition of ignorance. You know, people just choose to ignore the facts. I mean, why do I say that? What's my proof? I mean, hell, I can take you outside now. You see people still walking around in masks outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
your
whether
yes,
they
yes,
be
yes.
black, or just like the race thing, the color thing, no matter. Black people, white people, Mexican people. I still see black people wearing masks in the gym, working out in the gym with the mask on. So they're really talking about color. We talking about ignorance.
Yeah.
So
that's it.
Now, I mean, there's no other way to put it.
That's
now,
it.
When
hey.
You're talking about the duality of the two parties, I'm going to read to y'all the esoteric meaning of Satan. Now, it says here, Satan. In bold letters, to oppose, signifying our systems of governments are oppositional.
Mm-hmm.
The two pillars of duality / division means to rule, e.g. Democrats and Republicans. I say again, Democrats and Republicans are bipartisan systems of the government because they are oppositional and they are satanic in nature. And this angelic ET bloodline is represented by what you said earlier, the dragon, a.k.a. government, meaning gouvernal, which is French, gouvernal, which is German, which also means to steer a boat. Now,
you said gouvernal or Kaepernick. Go ahead. I'm just making
sure. Gouvernal with a K. It's spelled K-U-B-E-R-N-A-U.
There you go.
And that's
Look
German.
That
and that means
that
to steer
up.
A boat. Now, let's jump over to the esoteric meaning of New World Order, NWO. That means creating, a.k.a. France, the language of which for the aristocracy, a phonaric language, a.k.a. the horizontal rule, as opposed to the vertical rule of the Primo Gentur, G-U-N-I-T-U-R. That means father to son downwards. France is the hexagon, a.k.a. the horizontal New World Order, which is octagon in Switzerland, hexagon in France, pentagon
right.
in America.
Mm-hmm.
Vertical and horizontal rules together are their ubiquitous symbol of the cross, throughout society worldwide. Swiss and the other worldwide flags, pharmaceuticals, tools, crucifixions, you name it, this regime is ubiquitous throughout all our societies and cultures. The Foreign Legion is, of course, Swiss, founded for the Swiss mercenaries, and the king's killers became the police.
Mm.
Now, that made me think about something in the cross. Now, for the first time, and this is the first time I actually seen this and not seen this, am I correct in saying this past last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, right, the beginning of Lent?
That's right. Everybody had everybody had that.
And I live in a Mexican neighborhood now. I didn't see nobody with that dirt on their forehead. I've never seen that before. And isn't it the case that Mexicans are traditionally, you know, Catholic?
Yeah.
I didn't see but the funny thing about it, now they're walking around here with masks on, but I haven't seen nobody walking around with the dirt on their forehead. That's interesting.
Now, let's go with that right there, because I'm gonna tell you, I was watching, you know, you watch a lot of celebrity sports and all that. Now I watched a bunch of, I mean, it was on people all over the place on TV, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" I started thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you what I started thinking. And y'all look this up. I started thinking Inquisition. Immediately, I said, "Oh shit! They about to do a holy Inquisition." They ain't never, in my years of watching the news and sports, I've never seen that many people put that on their head. We all used to do it in Catholic schools here in the New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Most black. And I said to myself, "Wow!" But when I looked at it recently, I've seen a lot of people. I mean, you name a lot. They were all, I said, man, all the guys on their forehead. I said, oh, it's Ash Wednesday. But usually you don't see that on these celebrities and these news anchors and all that like that. And I'm going to tell y'all, I want y'all to look that up. That ain't normal. Called the Great Inquisition. Look that up. That's how they was putting on Ash Wednesday. Ain't Ash Wednesday for nothing. Ashes mean they be burning people. Okay, keep it going. I'll get to that later, but thank you for bringing that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Brother D is on the line and he's going to speak about this, but now you were talking about George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get the book. In fact, I think he wrote a few books, The Great Reset and The Great Narrative. Now, the St. Louis prosecutor, Kim Gardner,
yes,
her ass is on the line now because the Missouri, this just happened. We talked about this in the news feed the other day. The Missouri Attorney General told her the other day, you either resign or I'm going to get rid of your ass.
That's what he said. Sure did. And she a George Soros flunky. That's a fact.
Exactly. Just like here in Chicago, so is Kim Fox. She just got reelected. But see, that goes back to what I said again about ignorance of not knowing civics and political paradigms, whatever, people don't read. They just go by emotion and go by color. The reason why, you already basically said, the reason why shit is so fucked up here, especially in terms of crime, all the major political leaders here are black. But it's like one of the things where, well, if you start saying we're not doing our jobs, you're being either anti-Semitic or you're being racist. That's the first thing
right.
they throw out.
It's a cover-up. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I told y'all last week, the dude said, I didn't say it. The dude said it for the 40. He said that anti-Semitic was a business. I said, wait a minute. I'm glad. Go look up the last show. And I want y'all to know that Jordan Maxwell, who you just heard, he did it on. He came on here live. And you should hear the whole podcast that we did with Jordan Maxwell.
But tell the people about what happened when your governor came here to Illinois last week. And him and the governor of Illinois got into it.
Yeah. Now, he kept going. DeSantis is going around in a tour, y'all, to all these northern cities. He was in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff. Now, I tell people, I said, now, I told you, we played the tapes for y'all. We don't have no bias. Facts is the God for us. I can't speak for everybody. I said, well, I mean, think about it. This man comes off the scene. And going around, he ain't even declared himself president yet, but you know he
right.
is because you just heard it. You just heard it yourself. They already got the playbook.
Why is he coming here to Illinois to talk to the Fraternal Order of Police?
Right. Your fraternal. Now,
he didn't come to Chicago. Here's the detail. We got quote-unquote, the devil's in the details. We got to read the details now. He didn't come to Chicago specifically. He came to a suburb called Elmhurst. But see, Elmhurst is in DuPage County. It's not in Cook County. DuPage County is more, they have a more conservative Republican mindset.
See? Now, I'm going to tell you, it's all about what those words you just said. Get your consciousness out of race. It's called conservatism. Just look at the definition. See if your mindset applies to that. Go to liberalism. See if your mindset applies to that. And see, it's not about a color thing because it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me get some more callers. 6661, you in there. Let's hear you. I'm giving everybody 10 minutes. It's after our time.
Hey. Bones, what's going on with you?
You got it, man. Much love to you.
Much love, man. Buddha boye, Bushishe. What we've seen is a continuous of Draco's hegemony, you know. Rome was ruled by two councils, and they were comprised of wealthy landowners from old families. Mm-hmm. And they were ruled by the Senate, who made up of the patricians, who were known as the fathers, and they were the ruling class, and they provided all of the top political leaders, the Pope, the military thing, religious, you name it. And this is what we see today. And over the centuries and the years, we've seen the greatest psyops, even from the Belgian conference when they divvied up Africa. You know, but we've seen the greatest psyops from MK Ultra from the 60s, the Flower Child, the feminist movement, the creation of Black Power Movement, Huey P., Malcolm, Martin, Bayard, to the creation of the LGBT, Lee Harvey Oswald, to the Buffalo Shooters, to the effeminization of the boys and girls, the masculinity of the girls through the food, this great cartel of the COVID and the Iraq and the wokeism and the BLT and the CRT, the feminist movement, I mean the TikTok. Now we're on the precipice of World War III, and see, we're doing it indirectly through Ukraine and Russia. And Taiwan is next. Now you see the consolidation of the two other great powers, which is Russia and China. They're coming together, and they're becoming a partnership, and each is supporting one another indirectly because of this this compromised CEO who took 31 plus million. And so now we see the great Jack Bauer. All I said, Jack Bauer, 24. This is gonna top it off. And you know, Sister Shalini and I, man, she always come to mind. But when she talk about the word God, what I find out is the word God is actually an Episcopalian order, which was. So you know, is it, my question is, was this where the spell is? This where the spell is, because you know everybody when they start praying, they always say God, 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 but they can't even tell you His name. So if you're saying God, and we're venerating this Episcopalian movement, which you talked about with the different popes, but the great Pope of all, Orsini, man, look at here, it's a done deal.
You see what I'm saying?
It's a wrap. Orsini. Man, look at here. Get your souls in order. It's within. It's not nothing to do, but nothing but within. Get your souls ready. So when you transcend, or if your soul is right, you won't get to come back to this hell right here. You're going to transcend where you need to be. Hotep, my brother. It's good to be back, man.
I'm
just going
to
listen to all this knowledge.
Because that's deep right there. You put the whole
thing
on
that, bro.
Appreciate y'all.
That was love there. I like that. Was that? Everything you said, I said, man, you flowing on that one. Now, I want y'all to look up this thing because it's great Pope. See, that's what I told y'all, these popes. The Ethiopian one, y'all don't act like y'all don't want to hear that one. I said, man, I ain't never seen the people who act like they worship Pope Francis. I said, why? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something now. Pope Francis, I'm going to give y'all the clue, and I ain't going to say it no more because they ain't going to have me in trouble. Pope Francis DeSantis. Pope Francis, okay, that's it. Now, I'm going to go here to the next call. 3364.
Yehudu, man. Good information, man.
Yes.
Jack Bauer, man. I told y'all, my man. Jack Bauer, go back to Season 7, episode 8. Kim Train blowed up or something on the rail line. Jack Bauer. But I got mixed emotion for the day, man, because 11 years ago today, y'all know what that is? On the 25th, that's when I seen the deepest hole in my life down there on 19th Street and 31st. Well, they put my mama down there on the 25th. Mm. But the 26th, and you know what happened next day? One of the greatest psyops in South Florida was Trayvon Martin on the 26th today, 11 years ago. Trayvon Martin.
Go ahead.
But, it's a good time to be alive, man. And you've got one more prayer, the dangerous prayer out there. All us got. What's that? Them two big-ass black flapping lips. Okay? So it's the biggest weapon in the high damn power, man. Y'all forget that weapon all the time.
That's it.
Them motherfuckers flapping their jaws everywhere. Everywhere. Not, man. Everybody got a podcast talking flapping. But, hey, man, that picture you sent on the collage of the show, man, the greatest scared the shit out of me was what? Them two sisters with the weapons.
Yeah.
What the fuck they got?
Thank you, man.
What the fuck is that, man?
You watch that. You see, hey, dude, I got a whole, I went and looked up the Women Army, and I got to do that for March. I got pictures where I don't think y'all know how deep this goes. They got hands in their hands and shit, so y'all go ahead. I'm about to prove it.
Yeah, that shit scared the hell out of me, man. They locked my arm and they're getting ready to do something.
Yes,
not
man. Much love.
Not
this
old black woman, man.
Man, much love. Not
this old black woman. I just say yes, ma'am, and she keep it moving. I don't do no tongue wrestling, man.
You see I threw that in there. You see how they look deadly.
You ain't lying, bro. Shit, hell out of me. But I'm a few percent, man. I ain't got too much flack.
All right. Much love. Man. Thank you, man. Appreciate that love always, man. My brother B. West, bro. That's the man there. Let me just say this to y'all. Y'all, I know I love my kids. I hope you love yours. But I'm going to tell y'all, if y'all don't understand what they're about to do, when you got people coming on there talking about they sad. And I hate to say that I ain't against nobody. But I will say this. I mean, if your kid, and I'm gonna use celebrities because that's how they push the star system. It's called star system. And it's star charts. They use these people that are gifted in athletic, mental, whatever. And many of you are already gifted, but they do is they comprehend them with abundance of money to curate the agenda. And as long as they agree to creating the agenda, they stay rich. Once they say, I can't do that, they become, you know what, unsung. Now, the question is, MIA, we love the Wade County. We used to call it Wade County, but they're using that now. Now, who brought that to him? I'm going to say the angel Gabriel. Hear me one more time. The angel Gabriel. Now, y'all can call it what you want. But she in the cult. I ain't going to go no further because everybody don't know what I'm talking about. But I'll tell you, she in the cult. The cult. Now, I'm going to say something to all y'all. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I'm just going to make these points to put the fire on this thing. They had a chick who was a Wiccan the other day in the Trump trials. A Wiccan from Georgia. Look at this witch. Now, I told you, I stand by that. They are called the goddess bitches. They came from Canis 9. The dog cannot be traced in DNA. It's unspecific. That's where they get the wolf, werewolf man. All that werewolf shit, the lichen. Y'all better look this up. Now, she on TV going, I'm going to show you how demonic this is. with the satanic, because y'all already said, you know, Satan ain't no damn wet red. No, it's the opposition. So get Satan out your mind as a red motherfucker. It's an opposition concept. So satanic, they brought her on every show to say what she would do if she had Trump. I said, man, what? You got to see this in a circus. Trump is definitely a Svengali. If y'all look on Svengali, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And he's able, he wants to tell you, but sometimes under the death code, I can only do so much. It's like anything else. You ain't gonna, you already killed every leader you know. Every leader you know and every opposition you know, y'all ain't do shit. And I say this to all you. Yo, killed everybody you know. Malcolm, everybody. Y'all didn't do anything. Not one thing but what you did. What, you know what you did? You coerced. You coerced with the program because that's the program. To kill makes you scared because death makes you scared. The question is, what is death? We're going to get into that later, not today. Death Star. What is Death Star? You want to get into that because that's the key to all this stuff they're doing to us. And I said us because I'm in the mix. Anybody could die in a blink of an eye. Remember that. Remember that. Let's take some more callers because y'all don't know what y'all in. Could be the Twilight Zone. 7472.
Grant.
Go ahead. 7472. Go ahead. Got you. 7472.
Can you hear me?
I got
yeah.
you. Go.
Grand Rising. And Grand
always.
Rising to
always.
The dry
there
bones.
You go. Yes. Another power light. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to find, I'm trying to remember, isn't the, what is it called? The Mall of Asia in Florida.
The Mall of Asia?
Yeah. Because what I'm looking at, you're talking about the Pope and the Gray Pope and the thing
Pope.
That happened was, yeah, on February 24th, Madonna did the Rebel's Heart tour, and that's when the Pope came into America through Florida. And what
right.
they did was
he came through Florida. He sure did come through Florida.
Right.
That's true.
That
yeah.
that's where, and she opened it up. She opened up, and you're looking at, you know, this whole thing like it's a circle, because we got to look at something. Psalms 84:11 in the KJV says is that for the Lord God is the sun and the shield, and the Lord give grace and glory. No good things will be withhold from them that walk right. And that's where you was talking about the two legs and being
right.
able to walk right through this mess that we're going through.
Right.
And the thing of it is that's when the Pope came here, and like you said, he went and they announced him the Pope of the Holy Seas. And this is what he announced when he came into the chambers at the Capitol building.
That's right.
And that was the first time in that in doing. And then he ended his tour when he came into the city of brotherly love, and he came and he went to the city of Independence Hall, but he also, last place he went was the penitentiary there in Philadelphia, because that's where the penitentiary began.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it was is that he was validating and giving this Turtle Island government, saying that y'all have the right again. In 2014 is when he did this. And he in turn turned around there and began this, and it was on February 24th and 25th when he came. And you see how we're looking at this Pisces moon is getting ready to come back again. And what we're doing is that we're living in this circle, but we got to understand is that if we keep allowing, this is why we're focused on Jackson, because if they get that HB 1020 to pass in Jackson, that's going to take away the segregation, I mean, the Brown versus Board of Education, because they're dividing far as government saying the whites is going to be able to control theirs and the blacks will control theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is segregation again. And
mm-hmm.
so what you have, and you got, and I'm trying to remember, is DeSantos from Brazil or Cuba? his family line, because the Pope that we have now, Francis, is the only Pope in the history of the popes being seated is from the West. He's from Argentina.
Well, that should be scary. That should be scary right there. Argentina? Go ahead.
Right, but the part that he's from Argentina, and what are they fighting in Ukraine? The Russians are fighting. They're going in looking for not the people of Russia. They're looking for the Nazi parties. The Nazi party
right.
was rising in Ukraine, and this is what Putin was going after, is the different Nazi organizations. And what are they doing with the women and children that were raised in the teachings of the Nazis from Ukraine? They're bringing them here as immigrants.
Right.
So what we're doing is reseeding America with the Nazi population again. And this is the whole thing that they're funding money to, because while we're here going through all of this, you remember Afrocon was right. Afrocon, February 13th through February 23rd, 1,000 soldiers were training Africans in Africa, Uganda, Kenya, all these different places. And then you turn around and get Idris Elba.
Yeah, go ahead.
Idris Elba is over there with the Secretary of State in Ghana and Sierra Leone, where the two places where the biggest slave force was at. They getting ready to begin a new trade with technology, is because 70% of the 18 to 30 year olds is in Africa.
And
so what you're seeing is that they're going again us.
I cannot dispute that one at all. I won't even try. I tell anybody, AFRICOM was definitely something you best look up. He's absolutely correct, validated
right.
on that
just,
one.
And they just made, for the first time in this country's history, they made a black general of the Marine Corps over AFRICOM. And he's they're stationed out of where? Germany.
I don't even want to say black knights, but I don't even want to say black knights, but go ahead. I'm going to let you say. Now, hold on. Now, Brother Kwame, y'all know Brother Kwame is prolific and off the top of his head with some of this unbelievable historic data. Let me ask you, with that happening, you've seen it. It's amazing that nobody even picked up on this type of information that here it is, the guy is going to be the general. If y'all on mute yourself, just mute yourself so we won't get echoed, because if you keep yourself on, because this is radio that has the internet, y'all going to be able to be heard. So go ahead, Brother Kwame. What's your thoughts when you seen that immediately? How was you thinking when you seen that immediately? Like, wow. I know you said wow, but what was your thoughts? Like, wait a minute.
And this is why I'm sharing it, because we're looking at this whole thing. If you even watch the movie, they showed you it's the entertainment. They showed you with the African queen. What did she have to deal with in 1623? Here it is, 2023. Y'all have to be baptized. And she told them, no, we're not taking Christianity because that's slavery. And we're looking at this, and you're talking right now about Christianity.
Humphrey Bogart.
What, there ain't nobody putting ashes on it, because you're doing what? We already got putting those swabs up in our nose to our third eye. Now you're going to tell us that we got to put some more ashes on there? Uh-uh. We got to stop blocking that third eye, because that's
and
just it, where they put it at.
And they put it right, that's,
right
that,
between
now,
your
eyes. I was
eye.
A kid, right? Now, I was a kid. We went to a great school that we thought, down here, y'all know where D.C. is at here in Buffalo. Now, Ash Wednesday was popular, fish fries is popular, and that's the worship of Pisces now. When you do these fish fries, and they don't really tell you this, but that's the Pisces sign that, what you think they're doing when you see celebrities, and you older than us. Have you ever seen people at the time you was young seeing the black marks on their head on TV. Have you ever seen that before? Not now, but when you were growing up.
I went to St. George Public School, St. George Catholic School in Chicago on 39th Street.
Right.
Derek is there, but they tore the school down. And when they tore the school down, they found dead skeletons of babies in the convent where the sisters were. But class had to go into mass and be put the mark of the ashes. And what they would do is they would get palm leaves. This is what they do, because what it is that Palm Sunday is because they burned the palms that Jesus, they put the, when he was riding on the ass, they put palms down for the ass to be walking over, and then after they walked over it, they burned them in recognition of him traveling that road.
Right.
That's where it came from.
Right.
That's why it's called Palm Sunday.
Now I'm gonna go with that, but I'm gonna tell y'all, the Inquisition is a very deadly thing, because this is where they were burning people. That's the part they give the. Remember, and ultimately they end up killing Jesus. That's the story. I'm glad you brought that into fruition. How, yeah, he went under these palms, they burned them, but in the end time, in the end result, they supposedly killed Jesus at the end of all this Palm Sunday and next. So my thing is, death is behind it in so many ways. Now, let's go with that premise. You said, and I like how you put that. You put it right in the middle of our forehead. Do you think that's the sign where it says, Satan will go to and fro on the earth? So if Satan going to and fro on the earth, and the sign of the cross is a sign of Satan going to and fro on the earth, in the equinox of the sun, if we go with that. But let's just keep it with that point. You think that's the blocking our energy?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. What you see Catholics, when they make the sign of the cross, they touch the third eye, the heart, the left to the right. That means they touch in your mind, your heart, your spirit, and your soul.
Mm.
Four cardinal directions.
There you go. Four cardinal points. I like how you put that. That's the way I was going. See, I had to say it. That's why we got people like Brother Kwame on here. Brother Kwame, get some more calls. Put yourself on mute. Everybody, I was just trying to get everybody in here, because I told you, Black history, the untold story, is right here. You could teach your kids from this information right here. All you got to do is tell everybody yourself. I'm going to tell you, I'm homeschooling, I will stand by this. It's not that you have to see that if you go to the regular school system, how are they going to learn the facts? And then the parents, the reason why you don't homeschool, because you don't care about the facts. That's the reason why you don't homeschool, because you don't care. You have no ambition to teach your own offsprings the reality of life. And then when you find out the reality of life is false, you should go to your kids. Any of my offspring could tell you. I say, we lied. I didn't know that. I was dumb at the time. I would tell you straight up. And then I'm going to tell y'all something next month. How many of you actually have talks with your kids about sex? Because you know why? They learn in the streets like we did. See, no talk about these young people. These young people are about to go into a third dimension of sex, meaning that they don't even need human touch. They're going to be going to transhumanism, sexual, just like they showed you with Sylvester Stallone in that movie where she said, we don't have to have sex, you put these on. I'm telling you, that's why Sylvester Stallone and all of them are still in movies today, because they promised the pledge to keep the agenda for you going into their own agenda. Let's get some more callers. I told you, by the time this program, if you can't figure this out, you may need to go into a retardation system. 9927.
Hey, Resurrection. Hey.
Yes. Yeah, you got two. Now, you know, that my laugh, you know you need two legs right now. All that damn ice is. Go ahead. You know I'm telling the truth on that. There's ice to go on. Go ahead.
Hey. So, I got a funny right quick, because I was chilling with my mom. A commercial came on, right? You know, it was Ant-Man versus the Wasp. And she was like, what kind of racist ass shit is that? I said, what you mean, Mom? Come on. And think about it, Shalene. Who did they call a Wasp? I said, if the ant is,
Right. That wasp is Angus. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Go ahead.
I said, wow. Ain't that
wow.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that's beautiful. She was able to see that. I'm glad.
Y'all know
her,
that Biden is the emperor of Ukraine, right? You know Biden.
Right, he's the emperor. There you go. Thank
the
you.
Emperor of Ukraine. I hope people out here realize that. And I hope you realize when he became president, he told you he declared war on America. But you didn't pay attention to that either.
That damn
so
bitches.
He came right out of his mouth and said, oh, y'all might have y'all puny guns, but I got nuclear weapons. I got to tell y'all, oh, you just declared war on them. I said, oh, shit. So
sure
basically, this
you.
Is what we're going through, treason right now. But but is it really treason? Because see, they practicing the universal laws that we forgot about because our memory been erased. And then at the same, that's why they're getting away with murder. That's why nobody is rising up against them. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody rose up against these motherfuckers yet. So this corporation, United States Corporation Empire, so that's what it actually is.
That's
and then you got
is.
The other government that Trump tried to tell everybody about, the original government, and that's the real government that nobody goes by anymore, which is the people's government, but everybody
right.
is still under a false entity, which is the United States Corporation Empire under Washington, D.C. So if we're not detached from this contract with the United States Corporation Empire, then we're all still slaves. So once we detach ourselves from this entity, then we should be able to see the reality of what they're doing. George Soros, that reptilian. He looked like he melting away.
Yeah,
he looked like
dangerous.
He melting away. His skin ain't holding up. He gonna be showing his lizard skin in a minute. His eyes are so red around his pupils.
You
I was like,
that?
Oh, he ain't
did
getting
you
his,
see that?
His,
did you
his
see
meat
that? Yes.
suit ain't holding up for him. He about
yes.
to come out and show everybody his true form.
Yes, he is.
I'm waiting for it.
He looks like he's on death row. He's on death row looking like that. Yep.
Mhm. People need to see that these lizards is real and that they are shedding their skin, but they're not showing you they shedding their skin. You know, they out here, and then we got the shadow beings too. That's right. That's in skin. That's chasing people and shit. Listen, entities out here are real. The frequency, the mind, the manifestation, the things that we say out of our mouths. Not knowing that we are part of a verse, which is the universe. So meaning universe mm-hmm. that we are speaking languages, music. Each time we speak music. And the music is not, it's chaotic right now. It's not healing. So these are the things that we're experiencing out here. And if we knew about the things now that we knew back then, yo, none of this shit would go down. We'll be manifesting.
I like how you said the music ain't healing. Beautiful concept. Go ahead.
It's not.
It's not healing.
Viewing in throughout the microphones and every system that they have up, so that we can hear it, is not healing. It's all disruptive, and then the eyes is also deceiving us because now they put a deception up in the sky, so we don't know if we're seeing reality or if we're seeing something that's not real, something that they created.
Now, I want you to know that you've been validated on a high level. We watched a documentary called COVID, Eugenics and COVID. And in this documentary, what you've been telling us in your own words, the documentary put it right together, what you've been saying forever. It said that Africa, because vitamin D, which is the sun, they wasn't dying from the COVID shot. So the African government that got mad that they wasn't needing to do that, they got killed off, and y'all watched it in Africa. So y'all, yeah. And you know what they said? This is on Tubo. You could Tubi. You can watch it on. Thank my love brothers up there and below. They sent it to everybody. It actually said, so you validated it on a 1,000 level. It said, quote, as best I can. This is verbatim. It said in this documentary, that the Africans wasn't dying fast enough. They thought about blocking the sun. And everybody know who watched it. No, they said the same thing. So you on a very high vibration, because you told us that a long time ago when it sounded crazy.
Yeah, the Sugar Boys made that happen. The Sugar Boy crew.
They said they wanted
Obama,
Bill
Gates,
the sun.
And Michelle. Michael. So the Sugar Boys, they made that happen.
Hold on, the Archangel Mikael.
Billy Bob Boy and Obama Dini Dong. Those three conspirers.
So that's much love to you on that, man. I can't believe that
she was so. And Obama told y'all, he said, y'all need to go back and listen to what he said. I'm not going to curse. I'm trying to control my, said that everything is going to change. You're going to change. In fact, you won't even have a fucking job.
Right. But you're gonna it's okay.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, we're going to make you feel good.
Right, but that's a good thing. Now, he told you the good thing, but he didn't tell you how you can provide for yourself when these AI start that they creating to come in, the new army, the new military, Sophia's military, because she the one that's running shit now.
Right.
Even though they created her, all they did was create a body for her. See, which I don't realize, it's an entity. It's real. And it wanted a body that it don't have to be attacked by bacteria and have to wait so many hours or days to heal. It don't want to be, attacked at all. They want to be able to control the scenario if they get into a powerful situation. See, this entity is intelligent. So now why they trying to test all these nano technology on you to see if they can steer it into wanting to have an infinite body. But you don't need an infinite body because you are infinite. You're infinite energy. We all are. You don't need that, okay? So when they want to contain, you are already in a containment unit, but it's natural. It's natural. Right.
Your body is a containment.
Let's
go there. Your body. Yeah. Are you saying our body is a containment unit for all that's in the universe?
Yeah, naturally though.
Okay.
It's cosmic.
Okay.
So, but they want to make something that's going to be I didn't watch so much Doctor Who. They want you to all be in the robot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they want.
But is a robot, let's go with that, because you've been talking about this. The robot, and I look at the word robot.
Metropolitan, that bitch was real, Metropolitan.
Right, so my point is, if they're able to take this electronic DNA that we have, they're already saying they're shooting the robots with melanin now, they're giving all the chemicals that was in the human.
Synthetic?
Yeah, synthetic.
Right. Then. The greatest sin.
Yeah. So I'm saying. Ain't that amazing? Now I'm saying because I love this shit. This is my thing.
Now remember they had the aliens coming back to take the melanated. Now why are you making the sin? Now why are you making? Why are you making the sin with melanation? When they go in the battle?
They
coming back to get the melanated, and they putting the melanated in the sin. So that means the melanated gonna be on the ship, and the melanated gonna do what? I'm done.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, now I got two more callers. Y'all gonna be 7696-1300. But you don't have to put those facts out there, because I want y'all to know when they say the three city states, that's the government of the father of democracy. I told you this already. That's where they get the three concepts from. If y'all look them up. He ain't no goddamn, he's a Skrishkin. That's where the fasci symbols come. That's on your dime. Now,
And with Archangel, the esoteric meaning of Archangel is the ruling alien, i.e. reptilian commander in chief. It comes from the Greek word archos, a ruler, king, commander. Captain also means defense. Arkin to ward off in English, it means a boat, monarchy.
Man.
See, and who's at the helm right now of the ship? Who's at the helm right now of the ship, the round that we're in, the ship round?
I'm going to tell you, hold on. I told you the Grey Pope. The Grey Pope is a blending of black and white magic. So he definitely, and I told y'all a long time ago, the magicians, and we're going to get deep, but I'm going to go there right quick. Are you on the third level? Are you on this three shit? You ain't worshiping what you think you worshiping. And I'm going to tell you, this is a fact. You ain't worshiping what you think you worshiping. You ain't no inner apprentice, fellow craft, and a master mason now. No. You a knight. But you knighted to this. You ain't knight. See, you think when you get that third degree, they have resurrect you into what they want. That's why I say, I don't understand us. How we could fall for this. I'm not even that bright. And if I could figure this out, I say, damn, I'm not even that bright. This shit is like simple. They made us resurrect into what Star Wars said, the clones. They told you in the movie. Are you on the third degree? You are knighted for the satanic order.
Hello and welcome to the 8th episode of History Not Taught at School, which is going to be about our world. And I want to begin by talking about the three sovereign city-states that are in the world, which are most powerful. And the first of these is Vatican City there in the heart of Rome, in the center of Italy, which is a sovereign state which pays no taxes and has its own private guard, the Swiss Guard. And the second of these is the City of London, which also is a sovereign city-state within England, which pays no taxes and has its own private police force, the Metropolitan Police. And this is the financial hub of the British Commonwealth. And the third of these is Washington, D.C. And we can see that Washington, D.C. has been laid out according to Masonic principles with the pentagram and things like that. And we know also that there's a private guard there at Arlington Cemetery. And so these are the three horns that are mentioned in chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. First of all, Rome, and then the two horns that follow it, which are the British Commonwealth and the United States of America. And on top of these horns, which represent the beast of the book of Revelation, is the Whore of Babylon, which represents the religions that control the beast, which are the religions of Freemasonry and Gnosticism.
The La Fortuna, by the way, transported approximately 217 slaves on each trip. The owner cleared not less than $41,438 from such a trip. These were dollars which the slave dealers could keep. And these were dollars of value, which would buy a great deal in return. When one considers that the Jews of Newport owned about 300 slave transporting ships, active without interruption, docking at Newport, Africa, Charleston, or Virginia, one can approximate the tremendous earnings which made their way to Jewish ship owners. Indeed, the Jews admit that of the 600 ships leaving Newport Harbor into all the world, at least half of them went their way to Africa. And we know what these ships going to Africa were seeking. The fact that Aaron Lopez had control of over more than half of the combined deals of the colonies of Rhode Island with Newport is well known.
And so the book of Revelation also describes the moving of human cargo, which is the slave trade. And it also says that all the merchants of the earth will weep and mourn when Babylon falls. And so this represents all the major corporations that have built up in the world today, and how they will all fall one day. And we also know that sitting on top of the beast, that is the beast of Rome and London and also America, is this Whore of Babylon, which describes all the whore religions that are mentioned in the Bible. And so let's have a look now at the first Masonic lodges in America.
In the year 1749, the first Masonic lodge was established. 90% of the members of this first lodge, 14 all told, were Jews, and one knows that only so-called prominent individuals were accepted. 20 years later, the second Masonic Lodge, or King David, was established. It is a fact that all of these members were Jews. In the meantime, the Jewish influence in Newport had reached such proportions that President George Washington decided to pay them a visit. Upon his appearance, both of the Masonic lodges sent an emissary, a Jew named Moses Sisex, to approach the president with a petition in which the Jews of Newport stated, quote, "If you will permit the children of Abraham to approach you with a request to tell you that we honor you and feel an alliance, and then, quote, until the present time, the valuable rights of a free citizen have been withheld. However, now we see a new government coming into being based on the majesty of the people, a government not sanctioning any bigotry nor persecution of the Jew, rather to concede the freedom of thought, which each shares, whatever nation or language, as a part of the great government machine," unquote. It is necessary at this point to consider the disclosures as to who, in reality, obtained this legendary freedom in America at the founding of the Union. To be sure, the province became independent and severed from the English jurisdiction. However, we can see from the petition which Moses Sisex offered President Washington in the name of the Jews of Newport that it was not in reality this type of freedom which they had in mind. They were merely concerned about themselves and their, quote, own civil rights, unquote, which had been withheld. Therefore, following the Revolutionary War, the Jews were accorded equal rights and freed of all restrictions.
Now, this is how magic works. Agents is necessary for the provocation of the incantation of your demise. You don't even know witchcraft, obviously. I'm not even a high Wiccan. I bet them have a hose. I'll tell them demon hoes from the Bitch Goddess Network. You knew what you was doing. Look what he just said. He said, they came, Rhode Island. You know, Cecil Road. Rhode Island, Cecil Road. Y'all don't even know what y'all even talking about no more. Because you've been debased. Called debased. That's why you hear all that bass and rap music. That's been debased. Debased. Go look it up. I'm a musician. I know what I'm talking about. That bass line is important to
bass. How low can you go?
How low can you go? Thank you, man. I love you. Thank you. How low can you go? You low. You so low you don't even know it. And that's in your Bible. See, that Bible, I told you for the time y'all ever heard our program, the Bible is an extraterrestrial book. You think it's literal. That's an extraterrestrial book. Has nothing to do with your dumbass. Chattel to them. To the extraterrestrials. I hope y'all ready. Those of you who cannot handle this, jump off now and go to the dumb shows. I'd rather you go there. I don't look for numbers. I look for quantity and quality. Not no dumb motherfuckers. Go jump on to some dumb show if you can't handle this conversation. That's what you
hey, didn't Ford say quality is job one?
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm going to say, I'm not even that bright. And see, the problem with people is you want to give your money to dumb celebrities. You don't give it to the enlightened. You don't have no clue to what you're giving your money to because you don't even have money. You niggas is broke, and you're about to be put on chattel slavery again, guaranteed. I'm gonna prove it today. Just keep on listening, and then come on. Nobody even challenged me. Nobody come on and say, "Nigga, you lying." Why you niggas ain't saying that? Cause
you
know I ain't lying.
You lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
hey sis, I'm old school with Doctor Who. I start watching again the other day from episode 12. 1974. Those are good
episodes.
That will
tell you everything. It tells you from the beginning to the end, and then we bring out all the characters because when you're doing the research and characters start popping out, you'll be like, what the fuck?
Right. Doctor Who. His name is Doctor Who, the World Health Organization.
Exactly.
Thank you. Let's do what we got to do. Let's get this shit going. I hope y'all look. This ain't like your normal blog. If y'all used to hearing dumb shit, jump on off now. I don't need dumb people no more. I've been my whole life been around dumb people.
How long can we keep going through this? You can't. Because you ain't got nowhere. All y'all been lying, talking about, I don't give a fuck how much property you think you have. Didn't you read the UN Charter? No, you did not. It said you will have no land and be happy. Now, y'all can pretend that Lil Wayne brought a mansion in Miami and all these niggas buying mansions in Miami. Man, Miami, they niggas designed to make you believe they brought it. Listen to me one more time. They niggas designed to make you believe they brought it. Because the original owner... Okay, y'all ready? Let's keep it going. Cause I ain't gonna go crazy till we get past the mid. When 12 o'clock? We almost at, oh, no wonder. I'm a half hour late. That's your time is serious. Are you on the equinox? I'm gonna tell y'all something right now. The sun is being blocked. And when they block it, where you ain't gonna get the melanin no more, whatever it is, I guarantee your population will be eaten. 1300, you on the Helios.
Jabon, what's good, bro? I got a little background noise, got a grandkids. We're
no, but no, don't worry about that, man. Go ahead, give us some knowledge. Give us some knowledge. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this thing deep, man. Listen. Hold up, let me step it. I'm stepping out now. Yeah, great show, bro. Great show. Jabon family is definitely vindicated. That's for sure. And it's a lot of heavy stuff going on. They're steadily trying to implement this new world order with this new currency from the central bank.
Right.
Because they're not going to come up with a fiscal budget. We've fallen off the fiscal cliff. And anybody hear about the bomb? Well, not the bomb, but it's the stuff, what they call it, the plutonium or something. They had a plutonium leak in Tennessee.
Right.
The news is not even talking about it.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Not talking about it.
And energy is the new what they call it, the new mood. The new, if you ain't on energy, man, any type of assets. I love that article you sent too, bro, about the assets. If it's a paper generated or a dollar generated asset, it's no good if you can print it.
No good.
You can't
print
oil, you can't print gold, you
can't
print silver.
That shit. Can't print it.
So those are the best assets to be in right now.
Right.
Especially with what's going on in the markets. We got a high demand, but we have no supply in America, family. You see the shelves. You know, stop playing with this and get serious. I might have smoking some fish right now on the smoker. You got some more fresh water.
If you invite me for that, I'm going to be mad at hell soon. Go ahead. Go,
I got to hook it up. I'll do a fish fry for you. I can't fry fish, but I can eat the smoked fish. I'm in the background, bro. I digress.
Okay. All right. I'll put yourself on mute. Just mute. Okay, now, all y'all out there, let me just tell you. Your food supply, since he's talking about fishing. See, us in South Florida, now I feel bad right now. I really do. I don't know how y'all can even feel good. Do you know they looted the Ohio River with the chemical? And y'all sitting back like, y'all ain't going to be touched. I said, man, what dumb people we got. You don't realize what that shit did to you.
And that shit gonna flow all the way down to the Mississippi, man, to the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Somebody tell me the truth. I'm like, how many people?
Dry bones.
Go ahead. I'm staying
quiet. Ohio spill that they did. They transporting it down to Houston to destroy.
Yes,
that's right.
You see that? Thank you, man. Go ahead. Keep going.
Right. And if they already said if we don't do it right, it's gonna contaminate the Gulf.
Right. Then they seen Buddha jab a booty up his ass, gonna bring him down. Now I'm gonna tell you the game. Now I'm gonna tell you what's going on, y'all. Now, I'm gonna tell you something. That name alone is a cult. Buddha jab. Now I'm gonna tell you something. He in Indiana, same place Pence came from. Pence is a Jesuit. Now, again, I got a tape.
And the oil refineries are in Indiana, right outside Hammond.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell y'all something right quick that y'all need to be aware of. That I know everybody get caught up in this bullshit. They using, now I told y'all, I watched The Purge. I love The Purge. I watched about The Purge at least 20 times. And I'm going to tell you, did you see the religion that was going on in The Purge? They were Protestants. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. Okay, let's keep it going. Let me keep it going. Let me go to 10-6-9. 10-6-9.
What's going on, Dry Bones and family?
Yes.
Everybody?
Yes, sir, my brother. Much love. What great program. Thank you, man. You brought a lot of fire. We're going to keep the fire going. Matter of fact, we might have to put some... Go ahead. I ain't even go there. We're going to put a lot of shit on that fire. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, someone was brought up earlier. Let me explain Greek. If you look up the word Greek in itself in the language, it means uncertain. And the Nazarite, Jesus, and none of those people spoke Greek. And the reason why they interject Greek in there is so they can change the story. But the truth is, Jesus was not a Nazarite, although they found him in Bethlehem. He was 2 years old. He originally came from Egypt. And they followed the star, right? The mm-hmm. three magi followed the star and found a child.
Right.
Now, anywhere in the Bible, you look at the word child, this child, 2 years old. And being Hebrew, I know the background and meaning of the name, so don't twist it up. Infant is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So that means newborn, all right? So mm-hmm. he was 2 years old, and they followed the star. Recently, the Chinese so-called spy balloon was a star that they followed, and everybody in the world witnessed this. Now, I've been talking about George Washington, and George Washington is going to be coming up, and there ain't nothing y'all going to be able to do about it. So mm-hmm. keep coming up until y'all get it. Now, when they say the Jews went to him, that means he had to be ahead of something else in order for Jews to try to be in the lodge. But if you go back and listen to what they said, it's a passage in the Bible Jesus spoke to people who came to be seeds of Abraham, and he told them they were children of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Read that. Understand that. George Washington is the Mason or the light of the world. And the things that they keep saying about him is going to have to come undone because mm-hmm. he's the architect over here. He is the
grand
Jesus
architect
of this day
he's
and time.
He is a grand architect. He laid the cornerstone for what we – okay, go ahead.
Now, that's what's so interesting. Brother Kwame's been updating me with these the Aquarius alignments, and one of them he sent me the same time the last alignment was. That was the exact same time George Washington came up. And with that story, they tell you in the lodge, Lady Liberty came and aided George Washington in the battles. You'll find that only in the lodges, right? And then they had a birthday celebration for George Washington this week on President's Day, and everybody I saw near the temple, and I ran into this by accident, everybody had their regalia on for whatever lodge or Shriners, anything they belonged
right.
to.
All
I've
their
never
regalia.
Heard
right.
of these things.
Right. Right.
These are things I'd never seen before. So, and then Brother Kwame explained to me about the ceremony. So, I mean, when I speak of Brother Kwame, he's been making confirmations and stuff like that.
Oh, he validated. That's why Brother Kwame is a valedictorian. Everybody knows we listen to him. Go ahead.
Okay.
Everybody listen to him. Go ahead.
Yeah, so with everything lining up, I'm trying to get y'all to understand that the Confederate flag is your flag. And you're going to have to go back to that.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
And if
hold on, man. We got to do it. See, you all. That's why I love y'all. Now, if I would have said it every time, oh, I ain't making this shit. Did you say the Confederate flag is our flag?
That's right.
Hold on. Now, all y'all think that he says some crazy shit. Why don't y'all go look up the flag first of all and see what is the Confederate flag? What does it really mean? Because I got to work with people who just. It's just unbelievable, have no concept of history, but they claim they do. But you got to deal with these people because you got to love them because they're around you all the time. Now, you're telling me, you've seen this. Ain't that flag strange? Ain't the arms like a cross going across like... Now, some people say, if you look at it, it's resurrection. And that was their motto. The scythe will rise again. That was their motto. Because when you die sometimes, you put your hands on the cross, you cross your arms across I'm giving y'all these clues. You go look it up. Go ahead. I'm going to tell
you. And matter of fact, each point on that flag, that this triangle is really a pyramid. So you got a pyramid facing north, south, east, and west.
West,
the cross in the middle represents the fifth nation. So George Washington or Georgius was the commander chief president, and he's the son of Chief Washita, who was the chief of one of the nations.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I tell Chief Warhorse, I told you I want you and Chief Warhorse. I wish we all could meet for real, because I keep telling y'all, we just need to sit down somewhere and sit down and strategize how this concept needs to be explained. Because the concept that I'm seeing, the United States of America stopped the slave trade because they had too many blacks already. That's their number one. If you go look up the charter records or the congressional records of that time, they said, we don't need no more. We already got a bunch. So they stopped it. That's what they claim. We stopped slavery. That's the lie they claim. We stopped slavery, a bunch of us. Okay, let's go with that.
Drive on.
Somebody,
I want to correct that. That was a uranium. That was a uranium spill in Tennessee. There's no way you can contain uranium once it's unstable. And they're saying that in Tennessee that there is no contamination in the groundwater or anything like that. It's just too many of those that are taking place right now.
Yeah. Too many.
Also,
You next, bro. Go ahead.
Two things. Family, you gotta wake up. You are under a psyops. I'm telling you, you cannot go to sleep right now. It is just too much going on. And like I say, uranium spills, chemical spills, everything is going haywire right now. Gotta wake up.
Hold on. Because Brother Caddy was talking. Y'all already talked. Now, Brother Caddy, you heard all these. You heard AFRICOM. You military. You've been around a lot of places. What you think about AFRICOM? Being that you. If y'all don't know, this man been to Africa. I've seen it for myself. I mean, how do you feel about how they do with Africa if the AFRICOM was able to be successfully motivated in that region? What's your think about? Give me your take on that.
Well, I used to think that was a negative thing, but now I'm looking at it as a positive thing because it puts me in a position where I'm going to need to be. So them being there is great at this point now. That's my turn on that. 360 turn.
I know you said you, but can you give me like, without going into too much, but you say the nations that they are in, are they what, good for us are they guardians of the universe? Because they use Africa to me to be the guardians of the universe.
Well, they're going to be overturned. They're going to be used to remove anybody that's not supposed to be over there. Like when you mentioned the robots in 1999, Fort Benning and a lot of other training facilities, they had equipment on us, and they studied our movements. It was recorded, everything. So any of the robots that come out, I'm like, dang, maybe some of them know my moves. They took their memory and information. So we got robots, all right?
Yeah, we got robots. We got robots.
I'll keep referring to my book 20 years ago. It's still out now. I talked about all the robots. I talked about the terrorists coming over here, they're coming as immigrants, and DeSantis think he's slick, sending them so-called terrorists. They're really terrorists. They're sending them to certain places. They're playing like they don't want them, but they ain't put them outside the country. They put them inside the country. So everybody's on the same team and hoping that they can overthrow. But they can't overthrow.
Oh, okay. So you saying, let's go with that premise. I like that. And Brother G, I'm going to bring you on next because you Jack Bauer for real. So you saying that this thing about, oh, we're going to send these immigrants to New York City and all this other stuff or to Martha Vineyard was pretty much a stunt because they knew them places. Martha Vineyard is not a sanctuary city. But look what Martha Vineyard is at, everybody. That's another thing about tell people. Martha Vineyard is a very rich area. I mean, their zip code is super rich. Super rich. So you tell me Obama and them, who lived in Martha Vineyard, everybody, Don't get that twisted. You say Obama did not say, see, that's why I want y'all to think for a minute. Think. Obama lives in Martha's Vineyard. And they sent immigrants, and then they made a concentration camp for them.
Did you hear that part where they said a bus came and picked them up? Who the hell picked them up? Who was scheduled to pick them up?
That's my point. A bus came and got them and took them to a document. Thank you. That's what I said. It sounds like
some indigenous servants that were brought over here for the rich. That sounds like indigenous servants.
I like that. I like that concept. There you go. Go ahead.
When they keep using the word slave, people. I keep telling y'all, it's Slavic. It's white people.
Of course, it's Slavic.
But we've been programmed, and so I can't move y'all from that because y'all gonna still think that. So
well,
the
not
whole
on
thing
this
is,
program. Maybe, hold on.
No, nah, I'm just in general. So
yeah,
see, those
yeah,
who know,
we,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Those who know, yeah, 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 yeah. But those who, you talking to the public that I need to talk to. The people who need to hear this is, we don't, why is our black community, and you've been around, why does they not connect? I've learned from my studies, etymology. It said, look up etymology. I said, okay. And Sister Celine, you know we know this. It was the first. We had to have dictionaries everywhere. Hebrew, Latin, that was a must. How come people don't know the word slave is Slavic? I don't get that by now. I mean, we are 2023, and we don't know the word Slavic and slave is synonymous. How do you take that, man? You've been around the world. What do you think about that?
Well, everybody around the world knows this. You know, there's another concept in America, you know. The reason why they dismiss the slave thing because you're not going to have somebody forced to take care of your crops that you eat,
right.
Praying that they don't – like, if you got enemies, if they want to poison – you know, you understand what I'm saying? So you can't
have
no situation like that. And it's always a misleading story. And the reason why Christopher Columbus, the Jesuits came over here because this whole entire nation was Jewish. All of y'all was.
Now – Let's go with that. Hold on, because I keep telling you, I know y'all be saying a lot of stuff, but we got to, you know, capsulize it where everybody can get it at one time. So I won't say Jewish because there's no letter J. So you're saying that this was a – see, the thing about me is Latin is a magic language. It actually can transform all the languages into a syllable where everybody will be able to do commerce. That's what I was told. I read books saying – that language is used in all these jurisdictions. I mean, we got all Latin in this all our core system, so obviously it's a magic language. But here, let's go with this, y'all. Now, brother just told you slavery. Now, I can't say we can stop it unless you believe you can stop it. Now, I say believe because brother West say belief is a serious thing. Belief got the word lie in it. Now, do you want to continue
right.
You got to continue to keep lying to yourself about certain things. Now, I'm going to show you something. I got to play this. And Lake Wales, listen to me quick, because you've been saying this. You validated for sure. If y'all can't stop this, this will let me know if we're going to win. If y'all can't stop this, and this is a fact that came out somebody's mouth, then I know we're in trouble if y'all can't stop this. This is going to be serious right here.
The Chinese last month unveiled the world's first digital currency from a major power, currency that would not be printed but would exist only in cyberspace on your phone, for example. Is the Fed working on a digital dollar?
We are actually evaluating that. Most major countries are now looking at the possibility of having a digital currency and really asking the question, in our very modern advanced economy with a fast, efficient, full-blown payment system, would adding a digital currency, a form of digital currency, would it actually benefit the public that we serve? That's the question that we're asking. We're working very hard on that. We're also doing quite a lot of technological experiment. I mean, technology has made this a possible thing, and so we feel it's our obligation to understand it. How would it work? What would the features of it be? There are many subtle and difficult policy choices and design choices that you'd have to make. We're doing all that work. We have not made a decision to do this because, again, The question is, will this benefit the people that we serve? And we need to answer that question well. And we need to involve the public and Congress deeply in that process, because it would be an important step if we were to do this.
But given the fact that the final decision hasn't been made, you are doing, if I understand you correctly, software development, even graphic design, on what a digital dollar would look like and act like.
Yes, we're doing lots and lots of work. We're doing stuff jointly with foreign, with other central banks. We're doing things at the Boston Fed, and many of the regional feds have little projects going on. Here at the board, we have a group of people who are doing software development and that kind of thing. You know, this is really just table stakes. This is understanding the technology and the possibilities so that you can really address the policy issues.
You think it's likely?
I think it's possible, is all I would say.
This is a Jerome Powell over the Federal Reserve tell you to your face. We got the software ready. We got everything ready. We're not sure, but you see, yeah, I think we're going to do it, but don't you see they ready for you? I mean, come on, y'all. Come on. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Brother D, St. Louis.
Brother D,
going?
What's up, D, man? What's up, brother?
What's
Saint
up?
Louis, hey. What's up, St. Louis?
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, I want to comment on, you know, with Kim Gardner. See, you know, you got some people who get their check from people, and they don't do everything that the people say do. Because,
right.
You know, by me being here in St. Louis, you know, they ain't really talking about a lot of prosecutors. Yeah, they was talking about the other Fox lady up in Chicago, but the lady here in St. Louis, she, for me, being, you know what I'm saying, from the ground, she been helping the black community. I'm saying ever since she got in, because, see, at first we had a prosecutor here, a white lady, you know what I'm saying, she was slamming niggas. She was slamming, you know what I'm saying? And see, she done been helping people get out of jail. She I'm talking about ever since she been in, you know what I'm saying? I've been locked up and all that. And I pay attention to stuff like that. You know, that stuff float around through the criminal system on how prosecutors be and, you know, their attitudes and stuff like that. And she one of the prosecutors that actually helped black people. And she done got a lot of people out of jail. Like, she stay stand by people from what I know. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of, yeah, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, the people they say they let out of jail and the crimes they are not prosecuting, because them petty-ass crimes, a lot of them, and the people just not catching on to how the system is really looking out for you in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? When you really
because you were saying, Louis, you saying the lady, that George Soros is claiming to be around these prosecutors, the one there is trying to what? You saying she's not doing what George Soros wants her to do, or
I'm just saying from what I see, like, I don't know what type of deal George Soros make with these people or whatever. Yeah, I'm just saying I don't know what type of deal, but I'm just saying from what I see. And the stuff they accuse her of, she only been helping people. You know what I'm saying? The crime that they trying to hang her for right now is she supposed to had some little dude out of jail, but she tried like four times to get the little dude locked up way before this even happened. But the judge, it's on the judge, so she did her job.
So you say she tried to do a job. So that's the baby. That's why they're attacking her, because she got compassion now.
She's been had compassion. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She's been on that thing ever since she's been a prosecutor.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She got compassion because she knew who George Soros was. She had to know who George Soros was. So a Martin Luther King moment came. That's what I keep telling people.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So Martin Luther King moment came.
That's what I'm basically saying.
Right. So she now is attacked.
This is why I went down here. She going after the hip hop boys and Trump. This stupid bro in Atlanta, man. She off the chain, man.
Which one?
You got a lot of people in certain areas where they help fuel the fire. Atlanta, one of them places that they need them niggas down there to do certain shit. Ever since
Fannie Willis, man. Fannie Willis.
I'm just saying, ever since that small tract of land in Atlanta, Georgia was granted to the KKK and the Nation of Islam, that's Atlanta, Georgia is part of that tract of land, and they are part of the whole.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Set up because,
I agree
100%
on that. That tract of land that
because
her name Fannie Willis.
Okay, Fannie. Now let's go, now, Brother D. Now, I'm gonna ask y'all some questions because y'all different reasons. You and hell of a reason. Your reason is a gateway. That's why they call it the gateway. I'm trying to ask the question for you is because we getting us here, we get this crazy perception through our news. So you saying that this individual had an awakening and now they're attacking her. How is the black community responding to that if she was doing good for them? Why are they behind her, or give us what we should see that we don't see on news?
Well, see, you know, on the media, you know, people are attracted to the media and they getting a blind eye. Unless you done been in the courts, unless you done been in trouble, unless you done had a run-in with the law, that's how you will really know. The common people who getting this stuff on the media, they don't know nothing about that lady. You know what I'm saying? Like the average person you ask, elderly, they don't know really what a prosecutor, because they never even been in trouble. They don't know what a prosecutor is. I'm just saying the average church person don't know.
No, that's good. That's beautiful. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, so, you know, they don't really know what that is, but what they talking about her and saying about her is where the judgment is coming from, you know what I'm saying? Because, like they say, like, you know, most black people, we don't really get in trouble. You got a selected few that get in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
But they got it
widely out into the media, like, we the main people getting in trouble.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's like
we
proved a long time ago, cops, it was all white people.
Hold on, stop. I'm going to give you some more. See what you just said? Now, everybody who watched Cops knew they was beating the hell out of white people. But then all of a sudden, with this new this Tifa, we started acting like they never touched a white person. They was beating the shit out of I remember watching Cops, bad boys, what you going to do? They was beating the hell out of white people, knocking their ass out. And now you telling me because some prosecutors – according to St. Louis, now I'm glad this sister. Do we need to know anything that we can, like, if she got a PR? Because I would love to get her people on our show to tell us. Because to me, if she's doing good, and then she started to realize, hey, I'm not part of this bullshit. I want to do good. And now she under attack. I would look at the people of St. Louis and say, y'all should not be going along with this shit when she goes. Because we wouldn't know in Florida that she's doing good. We hear that she ain't doing good. So you telling me a revelation. Thank you for that. But go ahead.
Hey, Bones, can I jump in?
Hold on. I said let him finish up. Go ahead, finish up, brother. Finish.
Oh, basically, that's what I had wanted to comment on. And I had wanted to mention that one word, India Superior. That's one of the ancient places they call this place from around the world.
What's the book? Give the book you gave. The book you gave, that you gave the quote to me, that was deep. You see, I got on India. That's where the bloodline of the popes are at. Go ahead. What you say the name of that
American
book was?
The American Discovery of Europe.
That was, man, I'm going to tell you. He named everything.
Jack B. Forbes is the author.
There you go. They even said America was known as Ireland. So all y'all talk about Turtle Island? Vindication. It was called Ireland.
But see, that's where the turtles, this is where turtles come and nest in this country, and then they go to other places through the Gulf Stream, and see, that's why they call this place Turtle Island. That's where it comes from, because
man,
this is where the leatherback turtle come from, and that's where, like, America is one of the places where turtles come from. So,
ain't that amazing? Yeah. And I know it's true because I'm on South Florida. Anybody been to the beach, brother G, you know you from here. They got
yep.
You better not, brother West. You better not go and trap on them turtles. You trap all them turtles when they
got
locked off, they will whoop your ass up in there. Try it. Come down here and try to fuck with the
turtle. Fuck with a turtle and an alligator.
That's right.
Make them turtles,
come on down.
Them turtles,
you get away.
You think
you're
about to fuck a dog?
Yeah.
Turtle.
Yeah. You think you bad? Come down here and mess with the turtles and see if they won't whoop, the police won't whoop your ass. And you will not get no restitution. Come on down. Hit that bad gate.
Hey, Dry Bones. Well, when you get a chance, I want to respond to what Brother D said, but I'm in terms of talking about Kim Fox too. Now, that's a very interesting point he took, and I'm glad he said that.
Me too.
Now, as far as here in Chicago, it might be a little bit different because now I worked in the jail system here, and I worked in the jail system in Arizona. Now, from what I saw here, people, black kids are getting in trouble, but what's happening, they're not being prosecuted.
Right.
And with the cuts, I'm just talking about here now, because like I said, I'm from here.
Yep.
So, and what's going on with the, I'm going to use the carjackings as for example. The average carjack somebody, they've already got like 3 or 4 or 5 cases already pending on them. And they're not being prosecuted. Now, before she got in office, I forgot the chick name. We had a Hispanic Cook County State's Attorney. But what happened with the Laquan McDonald shooting, that basically got her axed. And that's why Rahm Emanuel didn't get back in office. But see, we got to be careful with things like that because, once again, they can use a lot of these shootings and incidences and blame it on race. They'll continue to initiate these agendas
that,
of the, being put in place.
The order of the chaos. They say it needs friction. That's why I played that
Right. Emmanuel was gone. He was a Khazarian mayor, but now we got this Lightfoot. She's still pushing this. She's furthering the agenda, and so
the
is
agenda.
Kim Fox and the Cook
That's
County
right.
president.
Now, I'm going to say this to every region. I told y'all again. I think Brother Tubbos will be on it. I told y'all, and I stand by that, that yes, I know they got these laws in that we was doing, but this 10 region thing where they chopped that up in a black belt, like Brother D said, where the agenda was made for the black, I mean, Elijah Muhammad. How come we can't even have a debate or sit down and say, why did that happen? How did Elijah Muhammad want to deal with the KKK in debating that they want to have a land that they could go on to make his agenda look good?
But it's like we've been asking, follow the money trail. Who's funding the KKK? Who's funding the Nation of Islam? That's
Kansas
the question
City,
we need to be asking.
Kansas City Chief, y'all. Kansas
Lamar
City Chief. Yeah. Go ahead. One more time. Go ahead, Brother D. I'm going to let you finish off. And I'm going to go to break.
And you see where the LGBTQ community was bred at for the black community in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where, even from us being from North Carolina, I'm just saying, even me when I was little, what I heard was Atlanta was gay. That's way back in the day. You feel what I'm saying? That was like one of the places where the it was safe to be at. And that's where everybody even branched out from our community. Not saying it ain't been in the white community, Hispanic community, because it's heavy in all the communities. You know what I'm saying? I just know
but we look at the
CDC is down there too now.
The untold story of black people. This is the untold story. Before we now everybody, I got to take a break because we're going to. We got
hey, Bones, can I say something before you go to break?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is what I want to say. Yeah, okay. To add value to what Brother Caddy and most of us are saying, when we look at Ohio from a strategic point, Ohio is up in that belt where, you know, that's where the caucus at, right? So when we look at it from a strategic point and the dispersal of votes, because those people that were nuked, Chernobyl Part 2 nuked, and they used that polyvinyl chloride, which hasn't been used for World War III. When you look at the dispersal of votes, Ohio in that region is always the first to vote. Over 70% of those people voted for Trump. Now, when you look at it on a national perspective, okay, Biden already said he want the primaries to start out of South Carolina. Now I'm like, look at that, this
hold
shit
on.
Like, and when you talking about using
first
blacks,
to fight. First to fight.
No,
state.
North Carolina's the first to fight. Okay,
yeah,
they're the first to fight. Yeah, so they're going to use us, like you saying, they need some melanin in there to start this shit off. Man, this
hey.
Shit, so Jack Bauer, go to
Jack Bauer, you need a medallion. You've been saying that from the beginning. You need a medallion. And all I can tell y'all
brother.
Is, all I can tell y'all is, stay there. We're about to bring it back. We're at the top of the hour because, again, I ain't do 12. I did 10:30. And y'all should look up 10:30. And it's amazing. I could get 11, but I said, nah, let's do 10:30. And we're going to have to say, do we really love each other, really? Is that melanin that y'all claim bring about love? Because it's bringing about everything else, but it ain't bringing about love. Somehow that seemed to be a oxymoron.
Wow.
So I'm going to let y'all think about that one. To your knees, that means you praying, but you ain't praying for love, man. I can tell y'all, women out there, y'all ain't praying for love. Y'all don't even know what love is. There's nobody. That's the game they've been playing with us.
Tony Braxton said, "Love, she bought your home, your ass home last night."
She said, "Bought your home last night."
Holly Berry.
All that's called. See, I told everybody who know me, I said it's a difference between love and obsession. Obsession means you on the ID channel. You're gonna kill somebody for that shit. You on ID channel.
Ooh,
love,
narcissism.
Yeah, narcissism. Thank you, bro. See, that's why he say, go ahead. Somebody jump. Narcissism is a hell of a drug there, y'all. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
And see, the people get love and lust confused.
I know I have. Thank you.
Yeah, love and lust to get you confused and get you killed. But what Derek was sharing with is talking about what they're doing with the young people there in Chicago. Chicago in 1899 was the seat of where the juvenile justice came in, and that's where they created it at, in separating the courts from children under 16 being tried as adults. And this is what we're seeing has happened, but what they're doing with our children and trying our children as adults, because you have to go back to the trade, is that the best buying bodies was young black boys. And this has been the culture of this country because, you know, we talk about Washington, D.C. Washington, that D.C. stands for the Department of Corrections, because this is a penal colony. And what they were able to do, because I'm here in Stolen Lands of Muscogee Creek, and when James Oglethorpe called Georgia, he made it for a white supremacy state. You can look at Georgia Historical Quarterly, June 1932, and read the article. And it says that it was founded for a white supremacy colony because Florida was under the Spanish control in 1732.
This that's system, right.
And you were talking about Martha's Vineyard. You said it, because right up under Massachusetts is Rhode Island. They're both right there on the coast. So this is all a system of these 13 original colonies is still trying to control what it was founded for is white Anglo-Saxon men. We the people white Anglo-Saxon.
The governor, and it's interesting you brought that point up about the young people, because ironically, just last week, the governor here in Illinois, Pritzker, he signed a bill where now, like if you're under 21, if you commit a certain crime, whatever, you can't get a life sentence. He literally just signed off on that the other day. And detention center here in Illinois, why is it across the street from the FBI building?
Wow. That's deep. I didn't know that. Thank you for telling us that one.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Christian Inquisition as well. That's where it's still going on, the Inquisition. You know what I'm saying? That's still going on. You know, through the church.
Brother Kwame, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, Chicago was founded in itself as founded by John Baptiste DuSable.
Mm-hmm.
And he founded it as a trade on the river leading into the Triangle Lake. And what we've just seen was the Triangle Lakes is a portal. And those portals, because that is the fresh water supply for the eastern side of this country. And what they're doing and polluting the waters, because what they want, water is the next valuable commodity. That's already sold.
Right.
And now, why they're contaminating the different parts, because, you know, one of the worst lands that the Japanese were bombed with uranium that came right out of Arizona in the land of the forgotten people right there by the Grand Canyon. Millions of miles of land that can't be used because of the uranium mines was there, and they just did that to Tennessee because Tennessee was what? Is where they put together, in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, is where they put together the H-bomb in what they call by the Department of Defense now the Human Genome Project. And there's in a mountain, there's a whole arsenal that they have there that they now do experimentation on, but that's where they put the part of the H-bomb together.
Now, sounds like the University of Chicago, too.
Hold on. Right, right. University of Chicago. Now, Brother Kwame, awesome information. Now, let me ask you, do you think that by them doing all this, you know, projects, it's like they seem like they're setting it up for us to want to have those of us who know or try to know, let's say try to know what's going on. It's like I sometimes fear people telling them to go into these websites because I know they're scared to go into them. But it's websites that really is on the dark web that tell the whole story. It's frightening. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a movie I seen, and y'all go look it up. Don't think a word about what I'm saying. It's called The Meat Train. The Meat Train was out of a subway that was going underneath the New York City. But look at that movie up, because I know you probably dissect that to death. Where the whole government system above land knew that these people was down here. And let me tell you, they would take the subway at nighttime and take it to an area where these people would eat humans. Now, I'm going to go there for a minute. And I want y'all to think about it. I know we talk a lot of stuff, but this is not a human thing that I'm thinking. I mean, do we really grow up wanting to enslave our sisters? Or are we taught to do this? We don't grow up to do this. It's not in our nature at first. Something takes right. a hold of our nature to make us want to enslave. Now, the question I say, look up Meat Train, everybody. All you on this line, look up the movie Meat Train. A hell of a movie. I guarantee if you watch it, call me. Drive on 7, say I watched it, and we'll have a show on this. That would be unbelievable. But hold on. Let's look at everybody on the same page. Reparations is being brought up again, everybody. Again. Everybody trying to, it's a trick. You ain't getting no reparations. I could tell you that right now. I'm not even that bright. I could probably put my whole paycheck that you would not get reparations if you really want to bet. But you ain't going to do that. So let's just go with the premise.
You're not getting reparations. They're going to call it UBI.
You're right. You're not getting it. Now, I'm going to tell you why you ain't getting it.
The reason that you're confirming something, as long as there's a 13th Amendment which says neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you are duly convicted of a crime, as long
right.
as they make the laws and say what is criminal, then you still have the slave trade. They just
right.
moved it from the slave from buying you on the courthouse step to buying you in the courtroom.
Now, I'm going to agree 100% with that because, again, those who have never been to court, never been arrested, you know, what Brother D said earlier, if you have never been arrested, never been put in jail a few times, you don't realize that these court order people, these prosecutors, look at the name, prosecutor. That's what I was going to say. Now, I'm going to go with this because it's Black history. And I go with my old school people. I know y'all don't even listen to them no more because Brother Kwame is an icon. Brother Ray, though he an icon because he said a lot of shit that he said that no one would listen to him at the time. And I should say, I had to hear about it. I said, you're right. But though it was not many people listen to that, the cell phone towers. So Brother Ray, I wish we could get something going. But even the people you in Washington, they ain't going to help you. People in Washington ain't going to do shit. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Dr. Claude Anderson said this. You are already not even asking the right people for reparations. All that reparation shit is a game. The people that you should be asking, especially in BLO, all through BLO, I could take pictures. If I would take pictures of BLO all through the Black neighborhoods, I'm going to tell you straight up. The marketplace is controlled by these people. This is facts. They even renamed streets here in Buffalo. They have renamed the streets because they tax base. Is worth more than your tax base. And because your tax base ain't got shit to give them, and all y'all on welfare, food stamps across the nation, across the 10 nations, I mean it's the 10 regions, just like the...
Which is going to get cut on March 1st, by the way, with the food stamps.
Right. Now, hold on. I'm about to talk facts to y'all because I don't want y'all to be thinking that you're talking to a show that we giving you a heads up strategic strategy of what's coming. Y'all are about to be in trouble because the reparation thing is a scam. And Cobra is a scam. And Cobra, who I was with for years with Ray, you know what I'm talking about, Brother Ray, they're a scam. A fucking piece of shit. Never did shit for us. And gonna want money to tell me you're gonna get some, what lawyers you gonna get for to get this this case in the Supreme Court? You're a bunch of bullshit. Cobra Boulé. Get out that shit. All them niggas that came from Detroit talking about John Conyers, talking about he want to have an invest. That's where it came from, y'all. John Conyers out of Detroit. But Reverend Pigmy, you in Detroit. You should look at John Conyers, what he did. He fucked y'all up. I see, one thing about me, I do the extensive research. I don't just do research. My own family told me, you just don't do research. You do extensive research. So you won't look like a fool in the end. I will never be a fool. A fool is what they want you to be, called reprobate. You are a fool in the Bible. Your Bible story demeans you as a fool in the very first concepts. And now you ask the wrong people. This I'm going to give you this clue. If you don't do it, that's on you. You're scared to do it. The people you should be asking reparations for is not white people at all. You are an idiot if you think white people are the reason why you're in slavery. You are an idiot if you think white people are the reason why you're in slavery. I'm going to say it one more time. You are an idiot if you think white people are the reason.
Okay. The last thing I'm going to say to you now is this last point is on the slave trade. As a dirty little secret. When you start talking about the slave trade, don't focus all your time and attention just on picking on European whites. Okay? You got to know something else. There was more than just one slave trade going on. And yes, we had a slave trade that brought maybe 15 million black people out of Africa into the Western world, into the Caribbean, into Latin America, into Central America, and into North America. That was coming with the Europeans controlling. You had 9 countries that were involved in the slave trade. They had 3 slave trade routes. You had the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody was always talking about the Middle Passage. The Middle Passage wasn't anything compared to the other passages. And the Middle Passage coming across the Atlantic, where everybody likes to focus on, you see that on the wall all the time, the Middle Passage, talking about the European slave trade. That was one. But you had 2 other slave trades. You had also had an Indian Ocean slave trade that was going up out of Africa and going around through India, Pakistan, down into Cambodia, Vietnam, and the islands, New Guinea and place. That's why all those blacks are down in those islands. That's why all these Indians you see in this country that are darker than you all are, most of you in here, and they call themselves white. They came out of the Indian Ocean. That's why you go through all those Pakistani Indians that are dark-skinned. And the Cambodians, the Vietnamese, they had an Indian slave trade going around that way. And the other one was going right up through the central, and that was called the Arab slave trade. But in all these slave trades, the primary producer and procurer for slavery were basically Arabs. You need to know that. I know it might hurt some of your feelings, I'm going to tell you. But Arabs, you cannot jump on whites and start talking about reparations from whites in Europe unless you also start talking about reparations from the Arabs. Okay? You got to get them to... And instead, when they start talking about oil wells, you all start saying, those oil wells coming out of Iraq, they need to be coming to black folk in America, okay? Arabs started enslaving black folks starting again. Initially, they started going into Africa in about 765 A.D., but then when Musa made his mission to Mecca in the 12th century, when he's over Ghana and the Songhe Empire, he took his big trade mission into Mecca. At that time, he was throwing gold all along the streets, and the Arabs got very interested in going into Africa to try to find where all this gold was coming from. And they started in the 1200s trying to take over Africa to get hold of all this gold and resources that blacks had in Africa. They didn't do it for over 100-some years. They finally did it in the 1400s with the fall of Timbuktu. They took over Timbuktu, Arabs took it over. So Arabs have been enslaving black folk. They were the initial enslavers of black folk for 1,300 years. They have enslaved over 13 million black folk, and the Arabs are still enslaving black folk in Sudan, Ethiopia, and Mauritania. Okay? And they are still selling black folk over there for about $475 a piece. You start talking about reparations, go after them. Go after them, you should be going after them first. Whites couldn't get into Africa. And the Arabs went in and brought blacks to the beaches and to the oceans. Now you start talking about, yes, but we had some black Indian chiefs that were selling black. Yes, they were. But those, they were not selling because they were black, they were selling because they converted over to Islam. That was the difference. They were selling for religious reasons because Islam says that a Muslim cannot enslave another Muslim. So anybody who was not Muslim was being enslaved. And they started pulling those blacks up through the Middle East into the Arab slave trade. They were pulling them up there so fast, the two things they wanted. They were looking for young black girls between the ages of 10 and 15 and back during the slavery period, and they were making concubines. And they're still using a lot of that now. They're breaking them in, and at the same time, they were reducing black men to being what? That's right, eunuchs. They were castrating black men. In Basra, one time I found something like about 28,000 black men that had been castrated. They castrated the black men during slavery, during the slave period, so they could use them in their homes as domestic servants or as guards over the harem to watch their women, but to make sure those black men did not indulge in any sex. With any Arab women, they castrated and neutered them, and they put them into the army, into the military. The military was training. They also used them as women by having neutered them. These are all the dirty little secrets you should know from a religious perspective about names, about individuals and characters in the history. We have a very convoluted history, okay? And you start getting information. Make sure you get all the information before you go out to your arm to do it and go out and fight. But black folk have made major contributions all over the earth, and I didn't get into all the things, and I know you're a little tired now, but I love you for it. And I'm going to conclude here, and next time you invite me back, we'll pick up where I left off today. And as of this coming year, Dirty Little Secrets number 2 will be coming to you in your bookstores, okay? Thank you very much.
These are called Dirty Little Secrets. I'll tell you.
Hey, that shit makes me want to go to the Dakota store where them Arabs at to take their shit, man. Go right down to the gas station.
Hold on, don't go crazy. All I said is that y'all out there believing in reparations are fool, plain and simple. You ain't even asking the right people for the reparations. Plain and simple. I've been said that. Once I read this, I met Dr. Carl Anderson in Perrine, Florida, years ago. So don't play me. I'm factual with my shit. Now, y'all, how the hell you going to go after somebody who ain't the originator of the slavery? You are a fucking idiot. Now, prove to me what, how you going to make a case out that shit. Tell me right now.
Drive on. I just sent it. I sent it to you. UNESCO report, January 19th. You can go online and read it yourself. I sent you to what Claude Anderson was saying is exactly true about those other six slave trades. And what we're having to look at in 1975, they called together all the countries that was in the slave trade and asked them how much of their cargo did they lose. When they came up with the total estimate, they said it was over 210 million that had been lost. They didn't get to the places that they that he was telling us that we have been populated at.
Well, so that's the place. Hold on, because you're making sense. I want to make sure we get. I told you again. I do a lot of extensive research. Ain't no goddamn Africans went east first. They went to the two, which would be the Indian Ocean and the Mediterranean. Why would you go all the way over there? You only went all the way over there when people said, hey, we could make more money because we got maps showing there's people there. That's because they already established that. So we talking about a group, according to the Nagas and the rocks, my man who did the documentary years ago, showing that all these blacks went into these Indonesia, Thailand, all that, having sex, going berserk, like I don't like to admit. And if you did this, and then the Arabs, I mean, let's just go with 1 and 2. Y'all only worry about the Atlantic. That's a dumb perspective. I'm not listening to no more niggas tell me about the Atlantic slave trade when you had 3 of them. Before the Atlantic. 2 before the last slave trade, even if it existed. Right. Let's go with that. Now, you a proponent of should be able to say to yourself that our black people in your era believe that only one, most of them believe in one slave trade only. One only. It's like they only know the Atlantic. But here's the slave trade that's even more brutal. Now, you just heard this. Now, I'm going to show you how I'm telling the truth. I don't even got to be. I'm so confident that's why nobody likes to bet. I'm so confident that with the way they made the woman queen, did you not see the king? He had that gay unit with him to watch over his women. He was more women than they was. He told them hoes that you didn't do nothing for your king. This chick did the fight. And he made them hoes stay in place. Now, y'all telling me Africa didn't have gay people first? I want to hear from all y'all right now. Get, I'm willing to bet all y'all on this line, Africa was the first to have gays. How much you want to bet? How much?
But what,
Let's do this shit right now. I don't want to hear about none. No. I don't want to hear about it. Are you going to say yes or no? Who had the first gays? I don't want to hear no other shit. Yes, what? So y'all don't want to answer because y'all don't want to bet no money because y'all been fooled. I said, who had the first gays? You just heard yourself. They cut the dicks off niggas and made them eunuchs. Came from Africa with the goddamn Arab, and you going to tell me you blaming white folks? You niggas are psychotic right now. I'm about to go off right now. I don't give a damn what you think. You going to tell me
with
some
dry
niggas?
Bones.
Yeah, tell me what you going to say, Brother Kwame. I love you, but
yeah,
how are
but
you going to
what
you
saw,
you tell me this?
What you saw with in the African queen. And
uh-huh.
with that,
no, no.
He was
don't go, dude,
the spiritual,
Kwame,
he was the...
Don't go to African queen. Go to what... Can we get with Carl Anderson? Don't go to African queen. I want you to tell me how Carl Anderson was a well-known, said that they was cutting our dicks off.
You see, that and goes back to the beginning of the show. People don't read.
Right,
and when they hear the truth of something they don't know, they deny it.
They deny it.
You're saying the same thing like at the beginning of the show.
Right. I just
you
said,
know,
I
mean, it ain't funny, but it's reality. That's why
no,
I stop talking to people. I don't debate with nobody, argue, because all I'm going to do is get my blood pressure up.
No,
I ain't got time to get my blood pressure up, no ignorant fool who don't want to read.
No, we do this program for that. I ain't got time to talk to the mundane. I do this for this.
Right.
They listen,
right.
I said to y'all on this line, who is supposed to be enlightened, you just heard that the Arab was cutting our dicks off. And you going to tell me you blaming white folks for slavery?
Right.
Come on, y'all. Come on, man. Come on.
That's reality.
That's reality right there. See, that's why I say, y'all can't deal with the real shit. That's why we going to be killed in America. Get ready for bloodshed. I'm about to warn all y'all. I ain't got time to play with y'all. Death is on your doorstep, all y'all. It's like Egypt. Remember they put the whole so-called red, you know, put the blood on the doorsteps. Y'all can't even admit.
Passover.
You deserve to be. You deserve it. Whatever happens to anybody here in America, you deserve it. I mean that. All sincerity. How the hell
you can hear? But you know what? That's deep what you said. Think about what you just said and the people who took them kill shots. And we tried to warn them people. Now, some people did come back and say, oops, I fucked up. But the people who continually didn't want to listen, you know, hey.
Now, I just asked y'all because I'm being hardcore because what are we supposed to be at this time? Soft? Y'all want soft niggas talking to y'all now? That's why you love gay people. That's why they probably, see, here's the thing with me. I can't understand this at all. I'm just all y'all, I got the lines open. Y'all could not even answer how Dr. Claude Anderson, who I love, I met him here in Farrah, Florida, with Chief Jimmy Brown. All y'all know who I'm talking about in Florida. No, I'm telling the truth. I was there. Brother Ray, you know I was there. I asked the question, how the hell can we be talking about reparations after Claude Anderson told me personally, with Ray, with all y'all down there in Florida, said this with me, and y'all niggas got to be lying to your own self. That man said, we after the wrong people. He showed us in a nice, he said it nicely. You know them black folks was the zombies? They couldn't believe it. I said, wait a minute. And I started thinking, I said, wait a minute, hold on. I'm willing to die them from the Yahweh shit. I'm willing to die them, and I'm finding out that the head wrap is holy. The Arabs wear holy diadems. You don't see them Indian people wearing diadems on their head when they come over here to get hotels? And own them for you. Y'all got to be absolutely. Now, I'm only warning you because if I die tomorrow, who cares? But you're going to suffer, all you niggas in America. You deserve it. You deserve it. Who the hell can answer questions? I just asked a simple question. Y'all after the wrong people. Ain't nobody can answer. That's amazing.
Because it was, because the question was already answered in the clip you played.
And it's, all right.
The answers, but the thing
the
is, are you are obvious. They listening? That's the thing.
Right there.
Now, think about it. There's a group of people. Now, I'm just trying to tell y'all how deep this goes, this rabbit hole. The band told they cut the movie, The Woman Queen, The Woman King, whatever y'all want to call it, with Homegirl. She did a great movie. She showed the A-Rap. She only could do so much because it was produced by white folks. Obviously, they wouldn't let her tell the whole story, but she told enough. And all of a sudden, you found out the A-Rap were the major players. After all these years here, they got to Claude Anderson, myself and others, who said the A-Raps are the people we should be looking at. Y'all who've been brainwashed by white supremacy by claiming that y'all been in 400 years enslaved, that's a bunch of bullshit, has now found out I'm validated. Ain't no one would bet me. And I'm not even going to say how much. Let's do $1,000. Let's do $1,000. Y'all so scholarly-minded out there. I'm proud of all y'all, even not y'all on the line. All in the record world, why are we, if the A-Rap is making us eunuchs, taking our women, hold on, did y'all hear the age group they went for? 10, what the age group was they said? What age group he said? 10 and what? 10 and what? And y'all gonna talk about the white man being pedophiles? You niggas deserve what you gonna get.
And they just gave R. Kelly an extra year in jail.
Right. You want to give R. Kelly an extra year, but we can't find Epstein. Somehow he died mysteriously. That bitch
gave Harvey Weinstein. How many years they just sentenced him the other day, too? They gave him, what, 16, 20, something like that?
Yeah, sure they did. Yeah.
Epstein probably in Ukraine.
Ukraine. They're going to Ukraine. Now, I'm trying to get y'all to see that the NAACP, when this war starts, I'm going to tell you the war starting. When this war starts, when you start killing each other soon, because you don't have no choice, you're going to start killing. I don't give a fuck what you say. You can pretend all you want.
They already doing it in the hood, man. Black folk killing each other already in the damn hood, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring reality to real facts. Because y'all pretend like, oh, we're going to do... No, you're going to be killing each other to survive. Because
did you see the Netherlands apologize for the slave trade pass?
Who?
Did you see that article? Came out on July 1st. The Netherlands.
Yeah, the
Dutch.
Yeah, the Dutch. Yeah, the Dutch.
You can find that article on Political. Y'all want to go check that out? Go check out Political.
Brother D, I'm going to talk to you right now because Brother D in St. Louis had that book. He sent me a clip. Brother D, didn't they say they came from the same place I said they came from? You had to pay tributes to get out of the Gibraltar. They call it Hercules. You know, all y'all bunch of bullshit. You ain't getting out of Europe without paying tribute to Africa. That's a lie.
Yeah,
All you niggas lying.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you couldn't. The Atlantic Ocean was on lock. You couldn't make.
Yeah.
You couldn't bust a move. Nobody could bust a move.
The only people
was able to kind of like travel over there was the people from over here.
Right.
You can travel freely from here to there, but you couldn't leave from over there unless
you had
a pass.
Thank you. Sinbad movie. I don't care who hang up. Sinbad movie. The Sinbad
and
movie.
And that's why they say.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just tired of
yeah, and that's why that. some type of catastrophe had to have happened to where open up the floodgates where people could travel the Atlantic Ocean freely because
there you go.
It was on lock.
It was on lockdown. You couldn't leave out that shit. Now y'all got to be kidding me that y'all don't know this by now.
And look at all the people now running from their different countries coming over here. Ain't that something?
Right. Ain't that something? I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm not making this up. I don't like to be sound like I'm.
Because
not over nobody. Go ahead.
That's because they heard all the stories about the promised land.
The promised land.
I'm saying they know.
Exactly. And if you talk to any of these foreigners, you look in their eyes, and when they talk about their country, I just was at somewhere last night. There's some Eastern European people. They Muslims. They said they ain't never going back. They said they don't never want to go back home.
Right. They don't want to go home. Now, this story is ancient. Thank you for that. I'm telling y'all. That that's what I say. I'm not here to be, I'm a normal human being like y'all. I'm saying to myself, y'all are not thinking. How the hell are you going to go through life and don't ask no questions? Say, wait a minute, that ain't making no sense. How the hell?
Hey, if we're talking about country, let's talk about the esoteric meaning of these flags real quick. Now, the red, the white, red, and deep dark blue describes the toward of reality of the entire cosmos, the macro and the micro with this mechanism.
Damn, that's deep. That's deep. That's why I love y'all. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I told you. Y'all been saying it. I'm only bringing up what y'all say to facts. Everybody who can't handle the facts, I know they get upset. Ain't my problem. I don't have no conscience about you not believing in the facts. That's on you. The facts show Africans were the first fucking people that, I mean, if you could cut their dicks off and make them, you know how many units the Ethiopians did? I'm going to name the countries, Ethiopia. You know how many, the first unit was Ethiopian, they claim. So I'm supposed to get bad, but I find out to the Islamic, all you got to go on Islamic Jihad radio or the Islamic, they'll tell you themselves. They ain't got no problem telling you. Y'all pretending to be one to learn knowledge. It's like, it's right there. We are in the world. We all are in the new world, y'all. You are in the new world, everybody. Get this out your mind. America is not America no more. You are under the new world order. If you don't get this in your mind now, you're going to be a dumb soul. You better realize America has already been sold out. Slavery is never ended. If slavery never ended, stop telling me about the white man. I'm sick of y'all. I want y'all gone first. I'm going to call on the heaven and earth to kill you all first. I ain't got no power. I'm just going to say I'm going to call on my own. Y'all got to go first. All you niggas out there talking about the white man all day long, you need to go first because you're getting paid by the white man. Ain't no way you out there talking about the white man.
George Soros.
yeah. You talking about the white man, and all of a sudden, you still rich. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Hey, and check this out. Shout out to Brother D again, man, from St. Louis. Now, he dropped this, I picked up this book, this encyclopedia called The Historical Encyclopedia of World 7. Ironically, it's from a professor in Tennessee. And it talks about, as far as he had slavery in America, for one, all blacks were not slaves. And what was interesting, what I found out was, like, married couples, the husband, it was a lot of situations where the husbands were the slave, but the woman was free and vice versa. And so, like, imagine your husband, your wife have to go get buy you off the slave auction because you was a slave, but y'all still married. And this was going on here in America.
In America. Now, I'm going to tell you.
Well, that the dragon practiced that. The dragon practiced all of that. So the dragon and the Arabs, they all practice where they have the eunuchs, they have the indentured service that they parent could be in jail, and then the child or the whatever has to slave to get their relative out of jail. So when they also ever. So they, all of that's all like era shit is old, but it's bringing that shit back. So they
Like I said, the military, you was a soldier or a sailor, because it was all different types of forms of slavery.
Right.
You just wasn't working on no damn plantation out in the field or in the master's kitchen, what you see on that bullshit movies. No,
Everything was based on taxes. Everything was based on taxes. Taxes. The act.
Okay, don't y'all if y'all go in a Arab store almost all the time, you'll see a one of those gay looking African niggas up in there. I hate to say it like that. I'm just that's the street in me. That's how I see it. Cause
In my area, you would see the Africans and the Arabs, they roll together. You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't they, y'all? They're on the same continent. Why wouldn't they work together?
Yeah.
They're on the same continent.
Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
Yes.
One plus one equals two.
That's right.
And when you see them, like in certain places, like for instance in North Carolina, you see a lot of the Africans got a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of the stores and the gas stations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little confectionery stores, a lot of the Africans got them in North Carolina, and then the Arabs got the gas stations and the Albanians, which they are mostly all Muslims. You know what I'm saying? So you can see the Arab influence, like basically everywhere you go. But see, they hide their hand a lot, just like the black person or the so-called nigga that hide their hand. See, it's a conglomerate group of families
that's been ruling since.
That's going with the great pope.
The great pope
said,
all y'all doing is, I'm loving y'all. The great pope said that they are the same groups that's in Asia and India. India got some people that's so black that's beyond normal. And y'all sit here act like y'all the only black people. That's why you know you can't be too bright to believe this shit. If you think you're the only black people on the planet, you got to be dumb. You got to be dumb. You not the only black America. You not the only black people in America. That's all. That got to be so dumb. But I have to
Well, how many times I told the story when I went on leave over there in Dubai, Saudi Arabia. Everybody walking around and men and women look like my cousins, people on my block. They just didn't speak no English.
That's right. That's my point. So that got to be so pretty.
And I'm right next to Saudi Arabia.
Hold on.
I just want to say something. Go ahead, Caddy.
The
reason I ain't going to take part in that, because if you don't have the other side of the story, if you don't have anybody from Africa giving you a point of view, that's why I mean, I know what happened
from being over there talking to people. Hold on. I'm going to give you a credit.
That's why I don't go there.
I'm going to give you a credit. You went over there. But let's just deal with us. We didn't go. The Africans here, just go with the Africans here. I'm going to go with Buffalo. The Africans here from Arab country, because they are Africans. I don't know why y'all act like the African, Arabs ain't African. Ain't Saudi Arabia in Africa? I mean, ain't all them in Africa, Libya, Morocco, ain't they African? Now, let's go with this.
They're all African.
Hold on.
You might say one thing. I'm just going by what I see that the money game is in.
You can say one thing. I'm dealing money game. I see a money game. The money game I see here is they ain't able to name and change the city in Buffalo. In Buffalo, they changed Spring Street to a whole Islamic name. They're able to change the whole demographics of this area into Hold on.
The man got assassinated. Come on now. It's all about OPEC and the money. Stop playing.
Right. Now, let's go to
the money.
Elon Musk
is born in South Africa. He an African right here in this America.
He African. Right. I mean, he's a white guy.
He in Buffalo, too.
What if I told y'all that Libya, Morocco were all black, and I can give you the timeline and the history when the Persians came over and took over and conquered them?
What if I give you that timeline? Who cares?
So now, hold on, time out.
Ain't Persia in Africa?
No.
It's Persia in Africa. Where Persia at?
No, it starts from Iran.
Oh, Iran and part of Africa. All them niggas ain't from Iman.
We never called it anything Africa or Middle East.
If it was Middle East, that's a made up shit. Let's just say, I say over there, you telling me these people ain't got no interlocking with dealing with African black folks. They right on the tip of the continent of Africa. Let's go with the tip. They connected to the continent. You telling me that these niggas don't have no connection to them? What you trying to tell me?
No, what I'm trying to say is that the Persians left and conquered all of that area from Egypt all the way through Morocco.
Okay,
and it was
good.
Before that time, it was all black people there.
Well,
so I'm saying they...
Hold on, time out. I don't care about that. If black people was there, why couldn't they beat their ass? What they got some
They got
behind?
Conquered. It's simple. It's
So let's go with that, because I'm gonna talk. It's explicit. So you mean that these people who conquered them fucked their women, made their men eunuchs. So why are we after them? Why are we after white people?
Well, I don't know about the eunuchs. All that stuff, because if you try to introduce homosexuality in any of those four countries, they kill you.
The first eunuch is Ethiopian in the Bible.
Man, let me. What I'm saying, if you try to talk about that homosexual stuff in any of those poor countries, you would get killed.
Well, why are they eunuchs?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
You don't know. You never seen a eunuch? Okay. All right. All right, let's keep it going. You gonna tell me you went to Africa? Ain't no gay shit going on.
There's a lot of regime change over there in the Middle East.
No, I was
gonna say, Africa, Persians, a lot of regime change. Things are changing.
Like I said, it's a different ballgame when you actually go to the area because
I talk to Africans. You talk to Africans. Let's go with Sean Caddy's perspective, everybody. Let's go with everybody. You tell me all y'all on this line, you ain't never seen a gay African? You gonna tell me that lie? You gonna tell me that lie right now on this line? You wanna bet me right now $1,000 ain't no gay African? Come on, let's do it. Let's do it.
All I'm saying.
Let's do it.
All I'm saying. If you're in Africa, you talking about somewhere else. I'm talking about in Africa. Someone
ain't
said
Africa,
people all gay in Africa.
Ain't
so
no gays
I'm
Africa.
Just trying
Hold
to address.
On. Time out. I just asked the question. Is no gays in Africa?
Is what?
Is there gays in Africa? That's all I want to hear. You say yes or no. Yes
there
or no.
are gay people in Africa.
Okay, that's it. Okay, there we go. That's enough right there. Because how can Africa be the first country in the world and ain't got gays? That don't make no sense to me. Now, we're going to get deep, y'all. I told you, I'm not playing with y'all today. I ain't got time. Y'all about to be killed off. I don't give a damn who you are on this line. You about to get killed off, too. If you think you're going to live in a country that the man just said, we're going to pick Ron DeSantis because he's more... What'd he say? He ain't say he was. He said he's more ambitious and he's more devious. I said devious?
Mm.
What the fuck? Did you y'all hear that yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was devious. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. What the fuck they
talking
about? You
got to be warlike. You got to have strategy.
Okay. Mm. All I'm telling y'all is I'm not here to play games. We're here to make facts. Facts show that gays in Africa were the ancient days. They ancient. Gays are ancient. They are fucking gays are ancient. Y'all can lie to yourself if you want to, but you can't come on here and lie. You go to another show and lie, but not on this show. You will not lie on this show with facts. Facts got it. I just proved the fact that none of y'all can even answer the question how they even came up. Who came up with Unix first? That's best of money. Who came up with Unix first? Y'all so bad. Where are these badass rappers at? I know they listen to these shows. Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have everybody on here. Ain't nobody come on here and say, we ain't coming on here at all. Because you know, you ain't going to come on here talking bullshit. Gays and eunuchs, who came up with the concept of cutting my dick off first? Let's go with that one. Let's make some money. Next week, if you can't find out today, let's bet next week you won't find this white people. How about that one? I'll give you a whole week to find that white folks cut our dicks off first. Let's make a bet on that. You want to do that, y'all? Take the bet right now and make yourself a real person. Let's bet right now that ain't no cracker came up with cutting our dicks off. How much? You want to bet that one? Anybody? You got cash up? Let's do $500. Let's do $500 if you're so confident. I'm confident.
Who?
I'm fact.
You say who invented?
Dry ball.
Who invented or who started it?
I said who whoever invented started. It was not white folks. I said the first unit was Ethiopian. That should tell you the clue right there. If you can't figure that one out, you need to just chill until you can figure out the real history. Because it's no way you can come on this program at all and lie. I'm not lying it no more. If you ain't got facts, go to another dumb show and reprobate them. You ain't coming on here to reprobate it.
I got a question.
Who
Ethiopians encountered the
the Chinese? Or were they
the Chinese black or white? According to everybody, Chinese black. So a unit means I cut my dick off. Right. Okay. So I cut my dick off. I cut my dick off, and y'all still blaming white people for this that they learned from y'all. Ain't that stupid? Ain't that stupid? You gonna tell me I just proved today the untold? That's why I did the show. Because I know y'all know, the untold story, that eunuchs came out of Africa. And you're going to tell me that I'm blaming a white man for cutting my dick off?
Can you still hear me?
I can hear everybody. I don't cut nobody off.
Now, check this out. This is in that encyclopedia I was just telling about. This answer to your question. The Abbasid, if I'm saying this right, A-B-B-A-S-I-D, Empire from 750 to 1258, centered in Iraq, employed European people known in Arabic, possibly slave Slavs as eunuchs.
Yep.
The Mamluk Sultanate,
yep,
which ruled Egypt and Syria from 1250 to 1517, and the Ottomans exploited various neighborhood populations, Greek, Armenians, Caucasians,
yep,
Indians, and Africans.
So now y'all just, that been validated, most of y'all right now, because y'all all said Slavs were slaves. So here y'all talking about niggas being slaves. That's why you know you ain't got no sense. You still claiming you to be the slave. When you going to stop saying we ain't slaves? The white people were slaves first. When you say that, then I know y'all for real. Until then, you niggas. Plain and simple. Anybody going to tell me on this line, after reading all the knowledge y'all gave out today,
what the sister was saying, that also says in here, the same chapter, it says many ancient Asian empires chose eunuchs from their prisoners of war. In China, poor indigenous families might offer young sons to the palace, hopeful that they would prosper. In the Islamic empire, eunuchs were typically slaves imported from outside the Islamic domains, much like the uncastrated military slaves or Mamluks.
Now,
Mamluks. This is on page 261.
Yeah, now here we go with Mamluks, which I thought that was part of the African concept. Now, y'all tell me the Asian. Now, I've read so many of y'all in these books, all the black folks listening who ain't here. Y'all know you're listening. Y'all got these Afrocentric say everybody from China was black. Okay, cool. Let's go with that. So now y'all want to change the script up when y'all find out Asia was actually castrating y'all too. Asian blacks was castrating. Now, why I asked the question was, why would you want to do that is the question.
That's a lot of melanated people. You know that, right?
Of course I do.
So
off
the power, or is it something that's universal, or because it seemed to be a trend?
Yeah, it's a trend. Cut my dick off and make me a woman. Ain't that amazing? Y'all want to? That's why I told you never gonna. Black people listen to me today. You can hate me. Don't make no difference if you hate me, love me. All I told you, I'd get facts. Facts show you can't answer the question. Facts show you can't even ask the question. The question is, it didn't come from white people, the unit concept, and yet you want to blame white people. That's why you never going to rise, because you love lies. You're lovers of lies, plain and simple. Lovers of lies.
And remember, David Chappelle had that racial draft and Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang got jabbed by Chinese. Now they're going to show you. The Wu-Tang Clan, actually, because we all love Chinese. I'm just going to talk about New York State and Buffalo. All of us, we wanted to be ninjas. We all wanted to do Kung Fu. We grew up going to karate schools. We went to Bruce Lee. I started going to karate school early in the age. Everybody wanted to be that. We didn't know even they were black until later on when this concept came where the Chinese kung fu masters were black. I was like, really? Okay. When I see that they just look dark, but so is Jamaican Chinese.
Hey, what the Japanese say? If you want to be a ninja samurai sword, ninja, you got to be black. That was the Japanese saying.
Right. So if the ninjas were black, killing people, I don't get where y'all forget your own history. That's why we in trouble. We about to be back. I got to take a 2-minute break because the show going to be off. I need y'all to stay with me. I can't stay long because I'm here. Got to do business. But it's evil, baby. It's all about evil. Y'all are evil. Plain and simple.
About the Cyrus, S-A-R-I-S, is the word for eunuch, and it refers to a man in some sort of service to his ruler, but not castration isn't always a part of the story.
That's and good,
see,
too.
This is what you got eunuchs running around here today. They ain't just got their dicks cut off.
Right.
And what we see,
I like that. Ooh.
That's
deep.
Yeah, mental
they
psychological castration.
Off, but they still eunuchs to
that's
be
deep.
Observant.
That's deep.
To, so this is what you're looking at. Yeah, this is what was a form of what they did back in the day, because it's even in the Bible, it's mentioned 45 times in the Old Testament and 45 in the Greek scriptures and 31 times, and they talk about the eunuchs. And what we're looking at is these are men today that we have coming on in our community that have been castrated. Not just because they may not be castrated, their dick still hanging between their legs, but they mental castration.
Mm-hmm. Deion Cole and
that's
them
right,
Old Spice body commercials, for example.
The ISIS project.
Ooh.
That temple ain't no joke, bro.
And Francis Cress Wilson showed it. What's the first thing that they cut off a black man when they lynch him? They castrate him, because to him, that's a weapon. We can destroy that whole race with sperm.
Your DNA.
Yeah. And that, and quit being swirled. They know something to go up. That's why they want to swirl now, man. Something good finna happen. That's why they swirling, man. They know something up, bro. Y'all bullshit.
That's
them motherfuckers ain't just swirling
game.
For them to be swirling. They know they ain't just swirling to be swirling. They trying to stay alive, man.
I played this video game called Final Fantasy VII, and Final Fantasy VII has the Genova Project. Genova Project is the manipulation of the DNA, but it's DNA that they're manipulating. And the video game, it goes into a lot of sequels and series, but it's just one series from multiple of games. And for some reason, they put Final Fantasy VII, which we're in VII right now, out first, before they put any other of the series games out. Now, this game I played is really deep, and it does play on a lot of things that's happening right now. It's just the project of the Unix and things like that. And then we still got the Hermaphrodite, which is also the ISIS project, because it connects where they're still celebrating or they're occultists involved into being hermaphrodite, believing that the feminine energy is the power behind everything. But see, feminine energy and masculine energy, when it's balanced together, it can empower. But we're not balancing. We're not balanced.
That's right.
So
we're
they're
not,
balanced.
So we're not balanced.
Feminine.
So you, we're not balanced.
Money, that feminine energy.
Right.
I want to ask all y'all a question.
The power of sex magic.
Go ahead with
the
question.
I'm
because
a
man and a woman.
Mm-hmm. Where did the first Bitcoin come from? Y'all niggas, I'm doing like you, Bones. Y'all niggas so goddamn smart. Where the first Bitcoin come from?
I like that. Go ahead, brother. Go
ahead. Y'all answer that. Y'all want to bet me. I got $2,000 on where the first Bitcoin come from. Come on. Y'all niggas so damn smart.
I like it. That's why. So, what the first Bitcoin? I'm gonna say China. But what you gonna say?
The first
I say AI.
Come on. Nah, hell no. All y'all put money in my account right now. All you motherfuckers that answer the wrong kid. Okay. The first Bitcoin came from. Why you think y'all niggas love gold teeth? Same thing. When the first slave was bought on Wall Street, the one that bought him had to prove. With a coin of gold with all the rest of the cash, and then the nigga they bought, they told him, you nigga, I done sold your ass, bite that goddamn coin to see if it's gold. There you go, Bitcoin right there. Had to bite. That's why y'all niggas love gold teeth.
Bite the
okay?
gold.
Now just put money in my goddamn account.
Oh,
all y'all.
That was what pirates did,
buy the gold. Yeah.
Right. How did Wall Street?
That's why y'all love gold.
That's how Wall Street got its name. There's a book called Holocaust for Beginners.
That's a pipe right there. That's some shit they tried to hide.
No, that was a good one, because Bitcoin, bite the coin, and Brother Carver, you're right. Pirates always bite that gold to see if they was the right feel for their mouth. Now, y'all brought the conversation to that. So we are dealing with pirates. If everything, if this gold thing is about pirating, then these pirates that are out there are real. They're real, everybody. These pirates are real. They ain't like, and they could be galactic. I want y'all to realize that, Sister Shalene, our Brother West, y'all been saying, Confederation, Galactic Federation. Now, I just want to ask y'all a question, because we're going, since y'all want to hang in here for a little bit longer. I talked to a brother here. He said, I asked about 5G. And he actually started talking about, no, man, 5G is designed for the aliens. I said, Project Blue Beam. He said, yeah. He was so happy to see that somebody was able to collaborate. When we started talking, I'm asking y'all something out here, listening. Now, is something coming out to space? Because y'all know we in space, obviously. Is something to the reality of this, that we in space? Is something coming back in this galaxy, in this atmosphere, that need to have it right for them to live? Now, whatever it is.
They already here. They ruling.
Okay. I'm agree with you. So you say they're here. Let's go with they're here. Now, the question I'm asking y'all out there, she says it's here. She's been saying it for years. If they are here, then all this basically is a charade that we've been
looking at. Let me jump in and answer that for that now.
Okay.
She's right. There are a group of ETs, whatever you want to call them, here. But what if the group of people you were talking about possibly coming, maybe they still are coming, but they're waiting on a certain amount of people here on the planet to wake up?
Okay, that's another thing. Now, let's go with this concept where why is it important to kill people off? Because maybe they don't want people to wake up. Because that's the number one thing is, let's kill as many people we can. So when the time comes.
Right. Knowing that in some cases they killing themselves, once again, taking them damn shots. But there's more than one way to kill a person.
Right. A lot of ways to kill.
But then they melanate the
best way
robot.
Is to turn you against yourself. Make you kill yourself.
And they're melanating
synthetic
robot.
You could be your own worst enemy.
Hold on. Y'all all say the same thing. So basically, turn ourselves against us. Now, I'm not saying that's impossible. But then to do that, it's a program that they have to go by. And look at this program they do. Let's look at this, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. I have a strange feeling that if they're going to use black people to want to take the guns away. They're going to, because I just seen earlier.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just seen earlier.
Look at the gun giveaways, man.
The gun get right. Ted Koppel was all that. I watched the thing. I said, damn, Ted Koppel was on this television.
More porn trauma.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What going to be about.
Right. Porn trauma. Now, let me ask y'all something. Now, this is the part I got a problem with if we do this. Because, again, no matter what we say about this country, at this point in time, all y'all right now is somewhat able to protect yourself through whatever personal. We may not be able to go against the big boys like you say the government, but the government watching that because they know that if the people go against them, whatever this is, they know that it's called the Trojan horse. That means that people within gonna start to fight, and we gonna have a real battle of good and evil. I mean, it sounds
Civil
crazy.
War.
Right, it sounds great.
The Trojan horse was Al Sharpton and Jesse goddamn Jackson. Didn't the Trojan fucking horses?
Yeah, they sure was to me. I'm going to tell you that. I feel the same way you do about that, Brother West. Now, that's because the name we got now is given to us by Jesse Jackson. African-American was Jesse Jackson's invention.
Mm-hmm. But remember, where did Jesse Jackson, who was he connected with when he first came out? Martin Luther King.
That's my point. Now, after King got killed, he made his move. By what they gave. That's why I say this is an untold story. So if Jesse Jackson gave it his name, and you see that Jesse Jackson got a get-out-of-jail-free card, like Monopoly, his sons could go, they could rape white women, they could have a bunch of kids by outside marriages, ain't no ramifications done. But for the average person who they look at as the mundane, you can't do those things. See, you can't get away
That's right.
like that. So I'm telling y'all is we got to wake up right now.
Depending on who the prosecutor is, you might not.
Well,
no,
well,
you
got to
have that money, man. Even though Bill Cosby proved
this is how,
wrong.
This,
though,
hey,
man.
Guys, this is how they're going to take him out.
Uh-oh,
they're going to
miss Belize.
Yes,
uh-oh.
I'm here. This is
now
how
here.
They're
there
going to do it.
She didn't ask
they're not
her.
Going to mess up. They're not
go
going
ahead.
To come and destroy the planet with nuclear wars or anything like that because everybody would die, right?
Right.
So
right.
how they're going to
mm-hmm.
do it?
Right.
How they're going to do it is they're going to do it through invasion of our electricity, our food, and water. Those balloons
right.
that was flying over there can knock out the grid. And when it knocks
right.
out the grid, what's going to happen is we're not going to have electricity with our food because next
that's
to oil.
Right.
We need light. So,
that's
so
right.
you.
That's
so
right. That's
right.
Right
now, the reason why Biden don't give a fuck about Ohio is because their mission to take the United States down. The United States has 393 million guns. So if they come for us, they know that we can protect ourselves. So they have to figure out another way to take down the United States. They're going to starve us. So I think we should start stacking up on our food for 3 months. And that is how they're going to come for us. They are not going to come the way you know that we're thinking. And who's
well,
promoting
they can do it
stop
with the
buying
too
gas?
Now.
Don't stop buying gas
weather,
stove, guys. Don't stop
two,
buying
weather,
gas stove.
Weather two. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Right,
keep
going. Right.
Yeah, if you guys stop buying gas stove, we ain't gonna be able to heat us. You know, heat ourselves. But I think that
it's dual with propane. Make sure it's gas and propane.
Right, and
right.
generators and stuff like that. Because there's only going to be a few of us to you know, not unless something happens, not unless the act of God happens. But China and Russia are in alignment, thanks to Biden. So every black person who voted for these Democrats because they have black faces, they don't give a damn about you at all. They're
yeah.
going to, they had to get these black people in line to vote. You know, vote them in for their policies. But look at how they did Ohio is how they're going to do the United States. Biden went to Ukraine, okay?
Right.
He could have took a 30-minute flight over to Ohio. He said, FEMA don't need to get involved. I got things to do. I got to go in there and promote this damn fake-ass war, you know?
Right.
So what happened? Trump
right.
goes over there, and what did he do? Bring his Trump water. He gave him encouragement and hope and brought attention. So now Pete goes over there. He can't even talk. I lost my train of thought.
Hey, you don't know if that's
this
a real Trump. They got two or three Trumps.
This secretary said, please take the cameras away from us. So that's how they're going
to
do it, y'all, how they're doing it in Ohio. So black people, wake up and leave those Democrats alone. I know we got these 50% of Republicans.
Let's go with that because I like that part. No one's going to debate. You know, Wes, we're not going to debate cloning because we promote cloning, so we know it's real. We saying is the Trump that they sent over there, say it is a clone. Let's just say it's a clone. I'm going to go with this premise for all y'all. Say it's a clone. It's now, look what we said earlier, order of the chaos. We got